Hey guys, we're here.
You did it again.
I'm not doing it.
Shit.
What? No, what happened? What happened?
Oh God!
Sorry, I had a burp
on top of the ball recently.
I had a burp there.
Your burp caused the intro to play?
No. The burp was the intro. It sounded just like the intro, but it wasn't the intro.
That's a cool burp.
I know, dude. I am talented.
Let me tell you.
Hey, your coat's on the bed again, man.
I meant to leave it there.
I mean, it's fine. I don't care that it's there. It's just the last time I told you, you cost me with it, so I just want to let you know.
Put it back on your head.
No, don't do it, man. I just had a haircut.
We'll put it on your head.
Hey, man, how you doing?
You know what? I'm not doing too bad.
That's good, man. That's good. Intros,
I got this foam sword.
I'm dead!
Looks like something inappropriate.
Don't mess with me!
Oh, fuck.
I can't get it undone!
Oh, shit.
By the time I did that, you had ran a mile away.
Yeah. I'm gone.
Anyway, hey guys, what's up, dudes?
Those of you who listen in audio
or listen strictly on YouTube have no idea really what happened. Like, you know something happened because, you know, we talked about it.
Yeah.
But those of you who watch live on the show, last week, the show just went away.
Just stopped.
So I want to explain to you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The internet just went away.
Yeah.
And this show requires... Oh, my God. We've been muted. This show requires the internet. Hold on. I'm going to get to why it's so messed up. Okay? God, you wait.
You're so messed up.
I'm going to get to why it's so messed up. Uh-huh. Okay? Okay?
All right.
Here's what happened to me today. Uh-huh. So we've had these internet problems. Also, when the temperature changes... We drop frames.
Yeah.
Okay, we've figured that one out.
Internet wires get cold.
We don't really know why.
They get chilly.
No, it's not because they're cold. It's because it's different. It's the changing of temperatures. Because it's cold out right now, frames stable. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It is the software on the ISP level regulates the amount of noise. And so... As it's changing because of the changing temperatures, the regulator doesn't work as well. Okay?
Okay.
Imagine like a noise remover on like an audio file.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the noise changes volume, it doesn't remove it as well.
Work correctly.
Right. Right. Okay. So once it's cold and it stays cold, it's got rid of that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday, I could barely stream. It was so bad. It was horrible.
Wow.
Okay. Tuesday, pretty good. Wednesday, fine. Today, pretty fine. Okay. Everything went great today, except just in the middle of my stream, Windows makes a noise. I go, okay. This monitor right here, which I run OBS on for my show, is gone. Just goes black. Light's still on, just black. It's just projecting a black screen, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just standing there, and I'm just going, okay, I can't see my stream. I don't know if I'm still streaming. Quickly pull up the stream on this computer to see if it's there. It says I'm offline. I go, okay, what happened? Turn on the second monitor right up here. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Black. Wait about 45 seconds for anything to... Because I'm recording my Witcher playthrough for YouTube, and if I just shut off my computer, that recording just goes away.
Yeah.
Because the way MP4 files work, it has to have an endpoint in order for it to finish the file.
Yep. Problems, man.
Yeah, but anyway.
Compute problems.
So I wait like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then something finally shows up. On this screen, everything shifts from here to there. Okay, I usually have nothing on this screen. It all shifts from here to there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, NVIDIA, or it says, a driver has failed to boot on your main display. Sorry for the inconvenience. And then underneath that, it said, NVIDIA has upgraded your graphics driver. Click here to restart. Just in the middle of me playing a game, it just installed an update to my graphics
Can't
card.
Shit just stay the same?
Right! Like, why? It worked! Leave it alone! And
always messing with shit.
So then I had to... luckily, OBS came back up. It just was not able to stream anymore. It's like your graphics settings have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hit stop recording, so that was good. But I had to restart my entire computer... Which every time I do that, Windows takes 800 years to install all the updates that I've been saying don't install because it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so like 20 minutes goes by, finally installs, and then look at this, man. We've got a new app courtesy of a Windows update. Look at it right here. 3D vision photo viewer, man. Let me tell you. Here, actually, I can show the stream. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Which one is it? This button. 3D vision photo viewer. Look, man, we got that. We got it. It's brand new. It just appeared on my desktop after that reboot.
So that's what? For panoramic photos?
I don't know. You want me to, we could click on it.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Let's find out, dude. NVIDIA 3D vision features are not enabled. Please review stereo setup. Press OK to launch NVIDIA control panel. And look how you have to hit OK. There's no... could I hit the X? Let's see if it... Did it launch? Okay, the X also works. Okay, there was an out button. Because I don't want to launch the control panel.
No.
So they installed an app that doesn't even work.
Oh.
Nope, it did. Never mind. it launched anyway. Apparently it's for stereoscopic 3D. Allows you to view 3D content with visual depth.
What?
I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV.
No, you don't.
I don't. You're right.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know.
You don't know things. You don't know. You're not a medical professional.
I said I'm not a doctor.
You did.
Yeah.
You said you play one on TV.
That's right.
You still don't know enough to play one on TV.
I felt your heart. I'm on that TV. Boom.
It doesn't.
So, with all that said, the reason that everything is messed up is because OBS, or because NVIDIA updated, every single video source, anything that used the graphics card, which includes our intros, our outros, the starting soon, the endings, the BRB screens, and on my stream, all of the same, plus the game capture, all had to be retied because everything was a new source again.
Oh, my God.
So, like, all the old names for them were now out of date. I just had to click the drop down. You know how when you click a drop down, it has the same two things, but one of them is old and one of them is new, even though they're named the same thing? That's how it was. So that's probably why the intro played, because it had updated in OBS, and I had forgotten that that horrible thing had happened. So
yeah, computers suck.
Yeah, dude, and then the internet went out just completely last show. So
just things break down, and you can't fucking deal with them. Except to drink.
That's honestly what the worst part of it is that it's not... Like, I remember when things were simple, and the biggest problem you could fix, like, oh, this computer game can't run because it don't have enough RAM. Now it's not that. You know, now it's, why does 3D vision photo viewer appear on my desktop when I didn't ask it to? Why did it get installed during... When I'm using my graphics card intently.
Right.
Like, it's not like it's just sitting here and it's 3 a.m. and no one's on the computer. Like, I'm literally streaming video games to the internet, and that's when it decided to upgrade the thing that makes video games work.
I'm not upgrading shit ever because it's going to screw me.
It just happened!
It's just going to screw me.
Just don't ever upgrade, man. I'm not upgrading my Mac.
But I mean,
not upgrading my phone.
Oh yeah, my Mac has been asking me to upgrade. To,
yeah, me too, dude.
Fucking where? What high? Whatever.
High Sierra,
on.
I think. Yeah,
whatever it's
not
on.
Doing it.
And I'm no.
It's gonna break something.
Yes.
Everything
it's
a works.
1000% gonna break something.
Everything works. You know what doesn't work? All the new stuff they added, with whatever this one is, Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the push to Siri doesn't work ever. Never works. This thing. You don't use this because it doesn't work. Look how long it takes for me to click this for it to work.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. I would never, one, use Siri.
Okay, was that 10 seconds?
And two.
You can't hear me. It doesn't matter.
Well, didn't that? She froze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she froze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your computer's old, man. It doesn't matter to photos. Hey, freeze. You froze. Negative. Yes. What?
It's still listening,
you
I think.
From negative years old,
I
man,
think it's still listening
it doesn't
to
matter
us.
To photos. 8 freeze, it froze, negative, you has
you're gonna
to
be stuck in a, you're going to be stuck in a loop, though. Yeah.
We can go on with that forever.
It could literally said we said Zoolander at some point in there,
Zoolander?
According to Siri. Yeah, I don't really
when
know.
Does she
oh, now
stop?
It's frozen. Oh, still going. I don't know, dude. I guess when we stop speaking, it could transcribe the entire show for us,
oh,
I would assume.
Perfect.
Especially
with African literally.
Let's
in
just
there.
Decide to stop speaking for a second, and then we're going to screenshot whatever Siri has on here right now.
Okay. Oh my God!
No,
stop it!
You can't talk! It's gonna keep going!
Okay. No?
I think we're good.
I think it was still going, man.
I think it continued listening whenever we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's read what that said. You can't hear me. It doesn't matter to froze you from negative years, old man. That doesn't matter to photos. Eight freeze. It froze negative you has a year. What's it still listening? iPhone negative years old. I think I'm still the Zoolander. The photos eight freeze. It froze negative you have. They're going to be a little. Yeah, we can go. Oh, yeah. African literally said we said Zoolander at some point in their Siri. Yeah, I don't know how something out. I was still going. I don't know, dude. I don't guess. When we stop speaking, you could try to start the entire show, Forest Highlands, the African literacy test, side to stop speaking for a second, and then we're going to screenshot whatever Siri has on your right now. That's what she heard us say.
No, at no point in time did we ever say test.
Nor did we say African or...
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
iPhone. Like, oh my God.
So that is why I'm not upgrading, because the stuff they gave me in the new one also doesn't work.
No.
So, there you go, man.
Just buy a new computer when it's...
Yeah, that's what you do.
They make the new computer with the new software.
Right, that's how they get you, I think. If we upgrade...
They need it to handle...
Right, and I think if we upgrade, they're going to break the computer, so we have to go buy a new one.
Yeah.
Where if I just use the software that's fine on my computer right now forever, I will never have to not upgrade.
No.
Never have to upgrade? Yeah.
Never have to not, never upgrade.
Whatever one means my computer stays the same, my phone stays the same... Like, is it just like, at what point do we hit critical mass? Have we already hit critical mass on computers where there's no new features and that's why they suck now? Because I feel like when the PS4 or something doesn't update, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they added friend groups the other day and like now they added like web support so I can go online and send messages and stuff. I'm like, that's really cool. But I feel like computers have done everything they could possibly do and now if there's anything new, it ruins it.
I think you might be right.
Like, is there any features on... Is there anything you've looked at your computer and go, God, I wish it would do this before, besides update without me telling it to?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I bet 10 years ago we could be like, God, it would be great if my computer could do this, you know? I
really wish it would print money. That'd be nice.
I mean, technically they do that. Just, if we did it, it's like, illegal.
Yeah, legal tender.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, but...
I think that's more about the laws, though, and less about computers.
Yeah, what are those? Nobody pays attention to those, right?
I mean, I'm sure at the Trevor they make money. It all comes from some computer file, right?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
I mean, there's not some old
lady
painting,
you know? Yeah, they have those presses.
Yeah, but those are all designed on computers, made on computers.
Dude, I want to be the guy who designs.
Wouldn't that be
money.
Sweet, dude?
That'd be intense.
I don't even know how you get that job.
No, yeah, you're like you're
you
not
be
a human.
You got to be an artist and like a security expert.
Oh yeah, like top security
right.
expert. That's like
cutting edge.
The most sensitive right. shit would be our
right.
currency.
That would be awesome, dude.
E.
Way better than doing a podcast on the internet.
And like, who creates those like blue bars,
dude,
on the hundreds that are like,
you know, they have like UV lights now. Like,
mm-hmm.
you show
there's
like
a whole
secret
bunch of
stuff,
shit in
dude.
There. How do you even do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
stuff we haven't even
Where
thought of.
Where do you go to school to find shit out? Like
I don't
that?
Know, man.
Forensic analysis, crypto.
Yeah, you can't learn that in college,
shit.
Dude. There's no like secret high
no,
tech security
a,
college
there's
class.
There's a secret high tech. You're in the government for years,
right.
and we already
but
know.
Someone
you're not
had
going
to teach
nowhere.
It, right? You think someone invented it? You think that's what it is? Probably the person who knows it is the person who made it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
that
probably
it. Mm-hmm.
And when that person
and
dies,
then,
he has
yeah,
a protege
they just
or something.
Lock that dude into a non-compete forever.
Yeah, he can't go anywhere. But he also
compete,
job security.
You compete, we kill you.
Yeah, but he's got to have private
murder.
Security because you got to think that, like, Bahrain or someone wants to get that guy so he can make their money.
That's a good point. He's got money for life.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate job. We need to create something.
We have. It's this show.
No, this show is a copy of shows.
No.
We need to create something original.
This show is uniquely us.
We need to do a show on the next internet. One, we need to create that.
Well, you know, net neutrality was officially put in the books today, so technically we're
oh,
on the next internet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Pretty soon you won't be able to hear our show at all because...
Yep, it won't load.
Right.
And you got to pay for that package.
Although
or...
technically we won't have to worry about that because Twitch will probably pay for stuff. Although it might make Twitch a pay service, though. That might be it. Like, Duo will definitely go away, but I don't see anyone crying tears for that.
You know, I was watching this thing.
Yeah?
It was a PewDiePie video recently.
Okay.
And he went over the fact that there is no union for online creators.
It's true.
And I was like...
It's because there's no industry for online creators,
should,
right?
Yeah, we should start that.
But don't unions, like, regulate pay and benefits? Mm-hmm. But there is no... But we're all contractors.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It does not work when you're
I mean, there is. There are, like, graphic design you know, contractor, they're not unions, but they're organizations. You can right. join self-employed organizations that'll be like, we'll provide you health care and this, but you got to pay them a monthly fee. We could do that. That'd be a great idea, content creator insurance and stuff, but
I don't know.
We don't know anything about insurance. Or
right, like that requires a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot. We need someone with a business degree. See, the mm-hmm. problem is our skill set is talking good.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean well. Yeah, I literally mean good. Talking good. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of our skill set. That's like, you got it. The design thing, but I got news for you, dude. People have been graphic designing since the Middle Ages.
1,000%.
And honestly, they've been doing it better because they used to do it on rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I just
people made more keys. Beautiful stuff than you've ever made in your life with oil from animal fats. You ever think about that?
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, I would be fine with it too. There's nothing you can do. If you start painting with animal fats now, you're a weirdo.
Uh-huh,
but technically, people did do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People still do that stuff.
I don't have any appreciable like skills
Jim
except
Carrey's
this.
Jim Carrey's still doing that stuff.
Well, he's weird, though.
Yeah.
He's judged harshly.
Well, your point's
like,
made.
Jim Carrey became the weirdo that he played in his movies, but he did it in real life, right?
No.
That's right, because we like the people in his
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I think he's yeah. weirder than the weird that was
yeah,
in
he's
his
like
movies.
The bad weird. He's like the Matthew weird.
Yeah, I don't even
not
know.
Not like the endearing weird.
I mean,
once he grew the beard, that's what I... You know, when celebrities grow big beards, like David Letterman's got this big beard, I'm not okay with it.
They're going downhill, man.
Like, in ever, like, I don't know if you've been watching that show. Oh, DuTube said something. How long ago was that, man?
Just now.
Okay, thank God. Because I've been staring at you intently for 20 minutes. What do you say? I was thinking there should just be something like a Twitch channel that plays YouTube videos all day from select channels that are similar and is on 24/7 and they get paid a percentage from the channel. I mean, Doom, I will tell you this, all right? Man to man who has been doing this ridiculous, unsuccessful stuff for 15 years. Colby can vouch.
Yep.
Am I successful?
Nope.
Have I been doing it for 15 years?
Yep.
Okay, that's vouched, all right? There is absolutely someone out there right now doing this, and he's not making any money because you've never heard of him.
That's a good point.
Yep.
But, well, you got to get the right channels for something like that.
Well, right, and you can't get the right channels because all the people, the PewDiePies of the world, or even the, let's say, five rungs down from the PewDiePies mm-hmm. of the world, they've all gone, I don't work for free, because they realize how hard it is out there for a pimp to make money in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
None of them want to do anything for free or for charity unless they're getting some money from it. And so you're only getting the people like us who would gladly be a part of that, but then you get the vampiric effect where they only get as popular as we are, and we only get as popular as they are, and there's no give or take from either of us, and we just stay here forever.
Equally unsuccessful.
Right.
Yeah.
And also the thing about networks is that even if this show took off, no one will listen to anything else on Duo.com because of it.
Right.
It's very, very rare, unless you're doing a specific tailored network, like a 500 pixels or something that just does photography and art,
right.
or something that's just movies.
If it's in the same
or something
wheelhouse.
That exactly. Like, the same movies, but with different personalities, because people don't listen to shows for the content, they listen for the personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, just like in real life, just like with your friends, you only like certain kinds of people, and you're probably only going to like certain types of people on your podcast as well, whether or not they're talking about something you're interested in or not. It's the same rule as Twitch. It's like you either got good gamers or you got great personalities. Those are the only two people who get views on Twitch. You know, there's unless you're a big boob girl, but that's a whole different thing.
It's
the same thing with podcasts. Like, you either get someone who's incredibly knowledgeable in their field and what they talk about, and they get views because of that, or yeah. it's someone who can fill 2 hours and keep you entertained the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very few people that can do either one of those things. Everyone else is in the middle, and all those people in the middle are trying to find that secret sauce, and they can't because they don't got it.
Right.
And that's the harsh truth. Not to say we got it, because we may not.
We don't got it.
Yeah, because we're here.
I mean, you got it. I don't got it.
Unsuccessful. 15 years.
You host a show by yourself. If I was to do that, I would die.
I don't know if that means talent or if that just means I hate myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little bit of both.
I mean, essentially, like, I have some viewers now, but there was a good 2.5 months there where I literally talked to myself for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that was sane.
Mm-hmm.
Considered sane. But you turn off the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
No.
I'm still sitting there talking only to myself. For 8 hours a day.
What do you mean?
Like, if no one's watching us, there's no difference between us streaming and not streaming.
No, yeah, no. But if you weren't streaming, you wouldn't be talking for 8 hours straight.
Yeah. But my point is that...
If that was the case, then yes, that would be crazy.
Right. Like, but there is no difference,
staring at a
right.
screen, pretending you're streaming while you're not streaming and talking to fake chat.
There was no chats.
Fake chat. Yeah, fake chat.
Do people talk to fake chat?
You talked to fake chat for the first 2 months.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I talked to no one.
You said chat a whole lot.
No, I never did.
1,000% no. you did.
No. No,
yes.
I very clearly.
I remember 1,000% yes.
If it was that, I had viewers. I said stream before I said chat.
No, you said
because there chat. Was no chat. I said stream. It's in my intro, man. I can prove it.
1,000% remember you saying chat because I watched you when you had no viewers.
And I had a viewer. Chat. If you watched me,
I guess that makes sense. I wasn't chatting to you. No one was chatting. There's no chatter.
Yeah, but it used to say your friend Newman Drums is watching, so I would know.
Okay.
It doesn't do that anymore. I turned that off. Because I do a better show when I don't know how many people are watching. I always assume no one is watching.
Yeah. Unless you get in chatters, then you can't assume that.
Well, I assume that DoTube is watching. Well, I mean, this show I could see who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And... My other show, I hide view counts. I had everything. I don't like it. It makes me weird.
Yeah, makes you weird.
Yeah, because I'm like, why isn't this dude singing or anything? Say something.
So that doesn't make you weird on this show.
No, because I can just I don't look at the chat very often on the show. Mm-hmm. I mostly talk to you. This show's about you and me.
Oh yeah,
it's less about the audience. We're like,
I mean, yeah.
My channel is all about hanging out with the audience.
That makes sense.
That's why everyone likes me better than you.
Yeah,
because I like them.
I don't. I don't pay attention.
But
to that.
Dude, I mean, that's a great idea. To be honest with you, I mean, it really is. I just feel like
it's
someone
be hard getting people on
right.
board.
It's gonna be hard getting people whose content will attract people.
Yeah,
and. You could make it work. It's just no different than beating or doing any other content-driven thing. You're going to have to do it for 2 years with no revenue before anyone makes a dollar. And I mean, but it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did we try? We tried to do something similar to that. We didn't ever use other people's content, but we tried to do
a 24-hour
24-hour stream of our own content.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing was the programming, like getting. A playlist of videos,
yeah.
And then the gnawing sensation of is it playing right now? You know, and then and for me, I was constantly worried: is anyone watching? Because I'm such a numbers driven guy, because that's my marketing background. I'm just
anything 24/7 is not going to get the numbers you want it to.
No
way. That's why CNN sucks.
That's right. All those things are failing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the idea behind 24/7 is that anyone could tune in at any time and catch something awesome. Like, that's what we think. We go, man, think about it. You turn it on, you get this great Seth and Colby moment.
Nah, they don't
but
like shits.
In reality, that's not how it works.
On demand is definitely the thing that people are obviously clinging to.
Yes.
It's whenever they can, they want what they want to want.
Right.
And they can
But get that's
that.
Not always true either, because more people watch this show than download it. Maybe not today. But in general,
yeah.
more people watch it on YouTube than will watch it live.
Say what now?
Like, we'll get 20 views on our YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
but we'll get 6 viewers on the live stream.
Right.
So more people are watching
it
on demand.
Because we're not on when they want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's
my point.
It was your point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Arguing the same side here, man. Same side.
Well, you're ugly!
Same side.
I'm going to try some of this.
Two sides!
I'm going to try some of this.
Oh my god, I watched this fucking old SNL skit for no reason of Andy Samberg.
Does rum go old?
Nah, you're good. It only gets better with age.
Okay, continue with your story about Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg was playing Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
And then Ben Stiller was playing Hugo Montoya.
Who's that?
You killed my father.
Oh, Inigo Montoya.
That one?
Yeah.
Not Hugo.
Whatever.
Bill Hader was playing Clint Eastwood. And then Hugh Jackman was playing Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah?
It was just funny. That's my story, man.
Good story, man.
And he was like, I'm Wolverine. I'm the guy who can kill you with the claws out of my fists. but I'm also a fantastic Broadway singer.
Was it Jeopardy or
Two Sides?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that, a talk
oh,
show.
The Two Sides. Okay, mm-hmm. I get you.
And they just kept screaming Two Sides, and I don't know why it made mine dumb.
I mean, that's kind of Andy Samberg's whole bit.
Two Sides,
like yell a punchline, mm-hmm. and it works. It's hilarious, you know.
Their main video on their YouTube page still right now is that the new Natalie Portman.
Right. Oh, they made that
okay,
then?
Okay, you bitch.
Or is it Saturday Night Lives?
It's yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if the Lonely Island had anything to do with that. So.
No.
Yeah. Should we start the show?
Natalie, tell me a little bit about yourself. Okay, you bitch.
Say something nice about the prequels, bitch. Jesus. Say something nice about Jar Jar.
12 dicks. Yeah, start the show after that.
That's still the best. Say something nice about Jar Jar.
That was the best part.
It was the best part.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'm like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a live podcast that talks about stuff and things twice a week.
And twice a week.
Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch the show live, that's all right. We forgive you. You can go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby to watch the videos on demand there. And there is an audio version available in podcast form. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and there's a regular RSS feed. Those links at SethandColby.com. Also, you can check out new t-shirts at raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby. You can go to SethandColby.com, scroll to the bottom, click the button. There's a great Seth and Colby 10-year anniversary shirt. There's a great hog shirt. There's other great shirts, a Star Wars shirt. There's other shirts, logo shirts.
One more shirt.
So many shirts, so many shirts. Sahara Money Drop shirt, so many shirts. You get your shirts all for Shirts Week.
Shirts for days, also, guys. Get your shirts.
If you are a sub to the Seth and Colby Twitch channel, you have received a discount code. And I will be resending that out next Sunday, as in 3 days from now, after the show.
Sunday.
So you have today and Sunday to sub.
This Sunday.
And you will get a discount code this Sunday for the shirt if you want it. Just letting you know. And subbing to us is one of the better ways to support the show. It's $4.99 a month, or you can subscribe for $9.99 or $24.99 sub if you're super de-duper generous. You can also just donate money right to us. Click the donate link on the Twitch page or exclamation point donate in chat. Giant Foghorn goes off. We'll read your message. It kills me. And then we move on with our lives. But it does interrupt anything that we are currently doing, which makes you troll the show, and I know how much you guys love trolling the show.
Trolling the show, giving us your message,
yes.
We'll read it and make fun of you.
Also, go to twitter.com/SethandColby. If you use the Twitter, that's the best way to keep up with us. Colby posts memes there at least 6 or 7 a day.
Yeah,
it's pretty
too.
Great.
It's very accessible.
Yes, the memes are awesome, so you want to check that out. Also, for you people who are subs, you'll be happy to know Colby today, probably because I publicly shamed him, made a hog emote that I have submitted to Twitch. I'm sure it will take a few days for them to approve it, but hopefully in the next week or week and a half, there will be a hog for you as our default tier 1 sub emote. And you're welcome. And thank you, Colby.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You definitely publicly humiliated me.
I mean, that intro you made for Unofficial Type P was really good, but, I mean, my point stands. Did he pay you for that?
Oh, yeah, man.
No, he didn't.
Friendship and love.
I was really hoping that that you did more work on that, to be honest with you, because like I have an intro for my stream,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine. I would classify it as fine. Okay,
I like your intro.
It's fine. It's fine. It works.
Okay. Yeah,
I need to make a new one because when I made that intro, I didn't have enough content yet that showed my face. Like, I have a lot of stuff that doesn't have my face in it in that intro. And I was like, I really want to make a cool intro. Colby could do it better than me if I told him my vision. But at the same time, the hardest part of that is finding all the clips and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was really hoping that you just found all those clips.
Oh, no.
But that's not what happened.
I made him send me what he wanted in it. And I was like, he said he wanted a viewer of his to do it for him. And I'm like, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask my viewers to do that. It's not going to happen.
They'd probably enjoy it more.
I mean, if you guys want to submit intros for this show or my channel, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
We hold the right to never play them, and if we do play them, we hold the right to mock them relentlessly.
Yes.
So, just so you know.
I mean, we'll probably play them, but
we'll probably play
it. Use them is a better question.
And whether you want us to play it is another thing.
Mm.
So, I don't want to dash
your
confidence.
It could be sexual.
But
it's up to you.
Yeah. But you can't play
can't
something that's going to get
really,
us banned.
Yeah.
If something gets us banned, we'll probably put it on the Twitter and be like, this sucks. More boobs, please. You know, something like that. That's what I would imagine. But
that'd be great.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that'd be super great.
But yeah, great job on that, man. You've had a really great week creatively. The Hog Man, you made a new intro for us, a couple new intros for us, the waiting thing. If I knew more about an intro, I'd make one. I mean,
I knew more about intro.
I assume he means making intros. Because he knows a lot about the show. It can't be the show. Problem is that we could do an intro for this show, but like using our clips.
Yeah, we would need to remember those.
Yeah, and that's too much work.
Yeah,
like that's the hardest part about making my intro is writing down things that happen. And I know that's hard for Official Tony P, too,
right.
Because don't think I didn't notice that every clip at his show had two T-shirts on.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, it was like the last three episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I need to make an intro, I'm going to write stuff down.
And I didn't even use like the last one he gave
me
just because I got really tired of doing it.
It's great.
The fun part of it was that intro bit of the text and how
See, that's
style
what you like, you know.
I love doing
and
it.
And I know what he did. He just copied Tim the Tap Man and did the music with the beats and all that.
That is exactly the one that he sent to me as an example.
Yes, because it sounds and looks exactly like that, just like his vocabulary now. Echoes what Tim the Tap Man does.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sure he watches him way too
much. Oh, he loves him. And rightfully so. He's a great streamer. He's hilarious, but...
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't want
to... I had the idea.
People say we talk too much trash. I'm not talking trash.
Oh, we talk way too much.
I'm not talking trash. I'm complimenting.
There's
it's great.
There's no too much on Pinella, though. There's no too much.
And I feel like we're beating up on him. Even though every time he talks about us, he's like, well, I'm more successful, I got more views, blah, 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 blah. So what could we possibly do to him? Honestly.
We're punching up. He's punching down like a bitch.
That is the best way to look at it. We're like climbing the ladder and he's trying to knock it over.
Mm-hmm, yeah, fucking dick. Let us climb the fucking ladder, asshole.
Oh, man.
But
yeah.
I put the rage lens flare eyes.
Yeah, I liked that, dude.
That was my favorite.
Is that from... What, did you steal that from the Free Folk subreddit by any chance?
It's a meme.
Is it just a general meme?
Yeah.
Okay, like I only see that in regards to Game of Thrones memes for some reason.
No, I always see it like...
I think I have seen a couple like Kylo
Ren
ones.
It's like
ones.
Three like tier, like if you see something
the big brain?
Okay,
the big brain one?
Like
yeah.
It's like if you see something okay, it's standard. If you see something better, then you get a little closer to their face, and then you see the best thing, and then it's...
Yeah, there's a few variants of those memes, like the perfection with Michael Fassbender.
Right.
One of those, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, then the braid's getting hot.
Right. Yep, I enjoyed it. That was the best part. Also, that was pretty fucking funny. His hilarity, he should just yell more, because he's just funny when he yells.
Pinella?
Yeah.
Really, I mean, funny. That's what I honestly fight against that with my intros. I'm making the whole show about me today, because... I think I'm also funniest when I yell, but if I just make highlight videos,
it's just all yelling.
I seem like I'm a lunatic.
I started listening to a podcast recently, and the clip that got me into it as to I was going to listen to a full episode was hearing them yell about something, and it was the funniest thing.
It's great. Yelling's hilarious, but if you do that for 8 hours, like what I don't want is someone be like, this dude yells all the time. He's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Which I literally just yelled right there. And then he comes to my stream and I'm like, your roach is eating grass. You know, I don't want that. Like, that's not what I want. I don't want to false advertise. But then again, roach eating grass
roaches,
is not a highlight.
Roach is eating grass.
Like, roach is not a highlight I'm going to put in my YouTube
video. I
thought
you meant like actual roaches eating
grass.
No,
I meant the horse.
That's the Witcher. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
the horse.
Gotcha.
Yep. I had to explain. I think I actually explained it to DuTube the difference between Roach the horse and Vernon Roach, the Temerian Blue Stripes commando. And that I really, when I was talking out loud about that, I realized that I had crossed a line into nerddom.
You
that
just
can't,
crossed
you can't
the line
back.
Again right there by saying some weird title.
Well, that Blue Stripes Temerian, he's a Temerian Blue Stripes commando. He's the leader of the Temerian Special Forces.
I think it's ridiculous when we say Khaleesi's full title.
Mother of Dragons, Freer of the Andals, Breaker of Chains.
I have no idea about.
Temeria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
That's a real place.
No.
Wakanda.
No. God.
Can we talk about, can I be continue to be selfish and talk about something involving our hometown?
What?
Okay. So, this is actually part of our prep, so we're officially doing the show now.
Okay.
As you know, Wichita, for the first time ever in a couple weeks, is getting the NCAA tournament here at Interest Bank Arena. Did you know this?
I heard something about it a while ago.
So, we're getting the round one and two games. So, when we'll get it on, I think, the Thursday. I think it's Thursday, March 14th, and then the following Saturday. So it's like the round of 32 and then the round of 16 are going to be played. Some of them are going to be played here in Wichita at IBA, Interest Bank Arena.
Really?
Yes.
Some of them?
Yes.
Jeez.
So that's kind of cool, right?
It's a little cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's where Wichita decides to go, wow, something good's happening here. Let's poo over everything.
All right.
Like poo on this happiness, poo on this happiness, poo on that, poo on this, poo on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Poo.
Poo.
Okay. Oh, DuTube says, all right, I got a new intro. Let's hear it. It's going to be a hog.
100%.
This is going to be a hog. When that link comes in, guarantee you it's going to be a hog, son. Guarantee you. Okay? Let's continue with this. Okay. Here's what's happening. You know what? Let's give some background. And Colby, I'm obviously biased, anti-Wichita. Okay? I'm going to let you describe it because you still live here when you have no reason to. You obviously, there's something here. Okay?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with this town, but uh-huh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Explain Commerce Street to our listeners.
Commerce Street would be half of it is art galleries for really schnoody hipster bitches.
Okay.
I would say libtards. and then the exact opposite side of the street. So you look one direction and then you turn your head to the other direction and then it's Rapeville.
Yes.
Like homeless people galore.
Uh-huh. It's very accurate.
I think there's railroad tracks somewhere around there. Like,
yes.
It's not.
That is a great.
It's not fun.
That is a great depiction of it. It's a block?
It's one street.
It's one block.
It's very small.
Is it two? It might be two blocks.
No, I think it may be just one.
I think it's either one or two blocks. The point is, if you stand at one end of it, you can see the other end of the street.
Right.
And it ends at an overpass. And you know who lives under overpasses? Trolls and homeless people.
Yep.
Okay? In that order, by the way. It's all warehouses that have been converted into art galleries, as Colby said, and then the homeless and the rape on the other side.
Yes.
Okay? There's not that homeless people rape, just, you know.
They're both.
You know what I'm saying.
They live in the same.
You know what I'm saying, okay? So, the IBA, the Interest Bank Arena, and part of the gentrification of Commerce Street, because it used to be 100% Rapeville.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's only 50%.
Yeah.
They built Interest Bank Arena there 10 years ago, right around 10 years ago, to help stem the creative community right there in downtown Wichita. Now, something you got to know about downtown Wichita, okay? Here's the middle of Wichita right here. This is Old Town. South is Commerce Street. So it's like from Old Town where you park and you don't get murdered, that's where like the bars are and the really expensive, overpriced everything. And then you can walk like half a mile, mile and a half. It's like 3/4 to a mile, I would say, down to the Interest Bank Arena. No one parks at the Interest Bank Arena because it's too close to Commerce Street and it's scary, right? Agree?
Sure.
Okay, have you ever been to the Interest Bank Arena?
Yes, and I parked on Commerce Street.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who would you go see,
That was
though?
Before the Lexus preferred parking
lot. Oh, yeah, now they don't let people park there.
I parked right in that parking lot the first time. What did
I go that's
see
a
there?
Good parking space, man.
What did I go see?
You must have went and saw something no one wanted to see.
It was nothing big.
Yeah.
I think it was like a wrestling tournament
All right.
for high school.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. I mean, have you ever actually gone and seen something?
I've been to a Thunder game there.
Doesn't count.
See,
that's amateur hockey.
There. So it was Nickelback. I saw Nickelback.
That's a pretty
there.
Big one, right?
Yeah, Breaking Benjamin. And
that's a big one, right? Where'd you park for that one?
I can't remember. It was close. It wasn't
okay.
in Old Town.
Okay. Well,
I don't believe.
When I went and saw Paul McCartney, it was Old Town.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
He'd draw a little bit better crowd than Nickelback.
What are you saying, man?
I'm saying Nickelback shit.
Okay, well, anyway.
You talking shit on Nickelback, bitch?
Anyway, all of this background is for one thing, okay? There's this, been this big thing in Wichita City Hall happening where Commerce wants to throw a block party during the days of the NCAA tournament. Because you walk out IBA's front doors, the Andrews Bank Arena, you walk out their front doors, you're on Commerce Street.
Yes.
And what they want to do is, because Wichita's a suck town, they wanted the permit so you could carry liquor from IBA down Commerce Street or from the art galleries on Commerce Street into IBA and not get arrested for having your liquor out in the open air, which is illegal here everywhere in Kansas pretty much. So they wanted that. The people who didn't want this was everyone in Old Town, who wanted everyone instead
to drive from
to go to Old Town. Yeah, after the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea here is like, okay, I'm an Iowa State fan, and before Iowa State plays, I gotta watch Ohio, I gotta watch Drake, I gotta watch who's some other random...
Creighton,
like, just all these teams no one cares about, except 10 people, okay? And there's all these people.
IFC Butler shitstorm.
Exactly. Are you guys ready? You're lucky I turned down the music. It almost broke my ears. Yeah, man. Paste that link. I'm going to finish this rant, and then we're going to click your intro.
I want to go deaf. Make me deaf, dude.
Okay, so...
Do make me deaf.
The NCAA tournament, that's how it works. So they want people who are just, like, waiting in between games or waiting for their game to start or their game's over, but they're waiting for... But they got pushed to the second round on Saturday, so now they're just hanging out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want these people to be able to go and hang out at these parties and drink and have fun and do something actually cool in Wichita for once. And Old Town's like, no. All right, we want all of you people to walk the mile. Let's just say it's a mile from IBA to Old Town and come to our hoity-toity martini bars and this place called Pump House, which literally serves gas station food, but they have gas pumps outside so they can charge $20 more for it. Come at me. All right, that's what they want. People to walk all the way over there. Okay? That's what they want. They want you to go to the Anchor and spend $30 on a Whopper with onion rings on it. That's what they want, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? Rants. I gotta pump the brakes a little bit. All right. I'm defaming people who have no reason to be defamed.
Fuck all those places. They're the worst ever.
Okay. Anyway.
Who gives a shit if they may be the coolest in Wichita? Wichita ain't near cool.
Okay.
That's like saying you're cool like Hitler.
Thanks for taking some of the heat, man. So the whole point of this, okay? So here's what happened. The closure will allow celebrators to drink on the street and sidewalks and carry beverages to and from private parties. That exclusive event, the people who are putting it on, is hosting inside venues on Commerce Street. Also, can we take a second?
Exclusive.
You remember exclusive events from back in the day? They used to do Naked City parties, man.
Oh, that's a brand. Okay,
honestly,
I thought they were just
no.
dicks and spelled exclusive like that. Okay,
like,
that
I'm honestly very sense. Proud that they did that. Like, yeah. They've been growing their business for 10 years, man, and now they've got, like, they're doing the block party for Commerce Street, dude. And that's awesome for them. You know, round of applause. Because Naked City's dead and buried.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff we did around then, dead and buried. So good for them, dude. Anyway, so they're putting it on. Okay, the council approved closing Commerce for March 15th, a Thursday, and March 17th, a Saturday. Mayor Jeff Longwell and city council member Brian Fry voted no. So the mayor of Wichita and some other knucklehead voted no to closing down Commerce Street. All right, here's...
That's because they got the pockets. They're owned
I guarantee
by
you.
The corporate bar scene.
Or they own something in Eno Wine Bar.
That's,
you know, that's probably
also
most likely.
A great point.
You know, you always got my Cabernet on stock. Yeah. I'm going to vote yes.
Why
no,
would the
whatever.
Mayor not want this when obviously it's going to be one of the biggest things for Wichita in a good while?
Here you go. Okay, there's quotes in here, and here's the thing about them. Okay, McDonald. All right, who I think is one of the person who voted for it or something like that. Anyway, people are coming here to see the beautiful things we've done in the past, not a bunch of old warehouses and parking lots.
No one gives a shit about anything old about Wichita.
That was coming from Sheets, who says that business of the city spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to prepare Old Town for the tournament, and it doesn't make sense to shift the celebration to Commerce Street. So Shift is one of the Sheets, Maury Sheets, owner of Mort's Martini and Cigar Bar, and was spoke on behalf of the owners in Old Town. Okay, she says that people are coming here to see the beautiful things we've done in the past, not a bunch of old warehouses and parking lots, talking trash on Commerce and glorious things about Old Town, which also is just warehouses, but with better paint, just for the record. There's 100 square foot area that they put a fountain in that people are like, Old Town's beautiful. You walk 6 inches away from that Old Town Square, you are on Commerce Street, and I don't care what you say.
You're not. Old Town is like open.
No. I don't mean geographically. I mean location-wise, there's no difference. They look the same. Okay. There's no difference between the road where Rock Island Live is on and the road where Common Street is on. They're both warehouse buildings with bricks, and no one's inside any of the buildings. Every single time.
Sure.
Do you not agree?
No, I said sure, didn't I?
Yeah, but you said sure like not sure. I mean, you're a Wichita hipster, man. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What was it? We were moving Pinella.
Okay. Who, by the way, used to live literally two
When's
blocks from Commerce Street.
When's the last time that you've been to Final Friday? Because I think it's gotten a little out of control.
I think me and you, didn't we try to go like 2 years ago when I first got back to town? And we went at like 8 and either everything was closed or nothing had opened yet.
That is right.
So that was the last time I attempted.
I think we
to
were
go.
Out too late. I
was
think
it
that's
too
what
late?
Happened. I think we went too late, which shows you one bad thing.
Because it was like 9.
Yeah, it was not too late.
Right.
For bars.
Like, I'm out. If I'm out, yeah. It's not too late.
No. It was too late for the Final Friday activities. Anyways, we're moving Pinella. I think it had just gotten dark at this point in time. So like
7 o'clock?
8.
Okay.
Around there.
7:38. Yeah, yeah.
And it, so it was in the
well,
middle
is,
of the
it
shit.
It is the summer, so
under
it's probably around
the
8.
Bridge. So from when you go into Old Town and then the downtown part.
Yes.
The railroad
the pigeon
bridge yes.
Where all the pigeons are, yeah.
Underneath that bridge.
Uh-huh.
People were doing paintings. There was a DJ. There were speakers. And there were people dancing with lights and shit.
Under the bridge?
Under the bridge.
That bridge is literally caked in pigeon feces.
Yeah. They might have cleaned it up now for this shit. That's what I'm saying. You and I, we're not hip. I never go downtown.
You literally went to Rock Island Live like a month and a half ago.
And you know what I did? I went straight to the parking lot right across the street from it and didn't see shit else. Also, it wasn't a Final Friday.
No, it wasn't.
So
I would love to go to a Final Friday.
That was
Friday,
a Sunday night.
I do feel so out of touch. Like, we used to be big in the Wichita scene, man.
Big.
I mean,
yeah,
we
used to be real
we were
big.
Always outcast because we always saw Wichita for the cesspool it is.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is like, Wichita's so glorious, dude. We're building Wichita into this great thing filled with art and commerce. And you know where all those people are right now? One's in Syracuse, New York. One is in L.A. The other one is actually still here, and he owns Barleycorns, and he's probably a really great guy. I would hate this conversation. But the other two moved far away. And my point is...
Which one's the one that moved Hartke, to L.A.?
Or L.A. Diltz.
Okay.
Diltz moved to L.A. Brickman moved to Syracuse. Mm-hmm. And Hartke is still here.
Hartke's still here. Okay.
Kicking butt and taking names.
God
okay.
Damn him.
I know. I hate people who are successful.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, but yeah. Fucking hate you.
Everyone else, though, they're out. Okay, we're still here because we're too poor. We're honestly the trailer trash from Philadelphia with, like, all the shantytowns pull up, and they're actually not the problem, but the people who own the bar are.
Right.
We're the people who own the bar.
Yep.
That's a metaphor 6 people will understand mm-hmm. Whose watch is always sunny in Philadelphia. Yep. I'm off track. Here's my point, okay? These people complaining about it, and McDonald, who owns Exclusive Events, says, I feel kind of attacked here. It's not like this is our event. It's the NCAA coming to Wichita. We just feel like this is something we're giving back to the city. We really apologize to anybody, to Mortz, or to anybody else that thinks we're trying to step on their toes. We just really want to have a fun, exciting event. Okay?
Also, it's called food trucks, people. Like, I get, like, probably catering wouldn't make you as much money
right.
as you would make if they all had to come to your bar.
Right.
But it's still the NCAA. Well, like, this town's going to fill up with a whole bunch of fucking fans that aren't
You're getting ahead of me. This is literally my point, okay? Yeah. My point is that all these people who are going to come to Wichita, probably very few of them have probably ever seen Wichita before.
Right.
Especially not the Commerce area. IBA literally opens to Commerce Street.
Yeah.
If they walk out, they're not going to know where to go. There's literally a Quiznos closer to the IBA than Old Town is. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're just like, I need food, they're going to go to Quiznos because it's closer to walk there than it
Broadway,
is to walk to Martini Bar.
Wendy's, yes! Subway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The majority of them are going to go there. Only the hoity-toity are like, let's check
Yelp. People who know, even Yelp isn't going to help.
Yeah.
That was a rhyme. Because probably we could look it up. I bet McDonald's is just as highly ranked as Mort's Cigar Bar.
Probably.
Let's look it up, dude. We're going to look it up. Yelp.
Oh, God.
How do I do this? My point is, because the people who voted no, the mayor of Wichita and other people, they wanted to compromise and say, let's not do Thursday. Let's only do Saturday. But Thursday is when all of the teams play.
Yeah.
Saturday is when they go to the round of 16. It's half the audience.
Less, yeah.
Also, Thursday would be the day where people would need more things to do because it's a friggin' Thursday.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, if they're traveling for the game, then they're obviously going to
right, on Saturday, their team is either going to another city or they're eliminated, mm-hmm. and they're going to go home. Yeah. You're going to leave after your game. You're not going to be like, well, there's this sweet party on Commerce.
Well, does Wichita have to offer? And it's
I could
fun
get
and
super
exciting,
loaded before I go to, before I drive back home to Iowa. Like that.
Do they have a McDonald's here?
Okay.
I wonder.
This is it right here, the one on Broadway?
Oh, yeah. Right
I think
there.
That's it. Okay, so now let's do Yelp.
No, it's not going to. There's no way fucking Mort's is not a 5-star.
You don't think so? You think
no
so, man?
Way.
You think it's that hype?
Yeah.
Dude, look at this. It's disgusting.
It's better than McDonald's. Mm.
What about that Subway, man?
All those McDonald's are rated poorly, though.
This one that got closed, though. Isn't that ironic? The McDonald's that has 5 stars is the one that's closed. Look at that. That's what else is bad. Over there? What about Wendy's? It's got to be a Wendy's downtown Wichita, right? Dude, people are just ravaging Wendy's, man.
Jesus.
Just ravaging.
Well, I would have if I yelped, I would have been yelping at the fucking assholes giving me the wrong goddamn bacon.
Ooh, look at Spangles though, right there, 3.5 stars, 18 reviews, great food, reasonable price. Visiting Wichita from Chicago. See, Mort's Cigar Bar.
Your staff
what?
Here
go
really
back.
Makes you feel like a regular just after a few visits.
Oh my God, what does he say? U.S. synchronized skating.
Yeah, well, that's the quality of stuff that IBA probably is normally
yeah.
on, right?
Mm-hmm. That and
in addition to a few great appetizers,
hockey.
Mort's has free popcorn in both original and jalapeno flavors. The most notable is on Monday nights when you can get their infamous martinis for half price.
Look at this, dude. This what it looks like? I've never been there. I mean, it looks like any other bar. Like, it looks fine, you know, but this is what Commerce Street looks like. That's what the inside of Commerce Street buildings look like.
Yeah, I mean, they're all...
There's no difference.
The insides are all the damn fucking same.
Yeah, they are. They are literally the
like,
same
Like, do
thing.
You have alcohol here? Cool. Do you have food here? Cool. Done. That's all I give a shit about. Do you have music playing? Obviously, you're going to have music playing if it's a block party.
So, to close this out, the approved version of this called for them to close the street from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., but they didn't do that. Now they're going to be shut down by 11 p.m. on Thursday. And then McDonald, the owner of Sheets, said that she was okay with Commerce Street Party after the council limited Thursday celebration to 11. We're open till 2, so everybody can come to our place after. That's what she says. Here's my problem. Okay, this is the whole point. Because as much as I trash talk on Wichita, I got to live here for another 9 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? I want this place to be better because I live here. All right? These people that are literally in the same zip code as each other, okay?
Yeah.
They're fighting about who gets more people to come to their bars.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just all be nice and be like, hey, maybe Commerce Street should get some love because it's got something right out the front door for people that are coming to Wichita for the first time. Instead of being like, ignore that! Rape! Come to Mort's! Like, why can't...
They want to take advantage of the bigger crowd, but really? You don't get enough crowd? With the
no, I
people
agree with
that
you. The capitalism
always
is the reason.
Fucking
what I'm saying is, why don't they give up the capitalism, and why doesn't Mayor Jeff Longwell say, hey, instead of me talking trash or the representative of Mort's in Old Town talking trash about Commerce, how about I spend some of our city's budget to make Commerce Street nicer? Maybe make Commerce Street the place that's right outside the door of the place where the NCAA tournament is happening. Maybe we make it nice enough that we're not ashamed to let people hang out there till 2 a.m. on a Thursday night. Maybe we should do that instead of marching them three quarters of a mile down the road to Old Town, where we could be like, now it's okay.
Dude, there is
It's like
so
we should put horse blinders on people.
Okay, the end of everything downtown is Kellogg.
Yes.
South. It's a big old highway.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's past that unless you want to get shanked. So, from downtown, which is what, a mile? A mile and a half, 2 miles from Kellogg?
1 mile.
North?
I would say one mile. Yeah.
Okay. So, downtown is 1 mile off of Kellogg. That in-between mile is where we're talking about.
Right.
Minus,
here, I'll show the map.
Minus Commerce and minus the Interest Bank Arena. Like, here.
Oh, go for it.
Where's this movie button? There you go. Okay. So you got fancy shit all along this road right here. Fancy shit. This is the downtown. Big old fancy
stuff. Douglas Avenue.
Here's your big old arena.
That's essentially our main street.
This is it. Right out the door. Right here. This is Commerce right there.
Yep.
And so this is what you're talking about. All of this shit.
Yeah, that's
right
gorgeous.
In here.
That's housing mostly.
It's just... not anything that has anything
Agreed.
Good in it.
Agreed.
There's a community college, which is one building. There is like local. I don't even fucking know. It's just
it's
a
houses.
Whole bunch of small. No, it's a small business.
There's a lot of
shit.
Houses. Down
there's a
here.
Lot of like government buildings there too. Like the child well, care centers there.
Like the libraries
child
up here.
Services.
This is a parking lot. This right here is a parking lot. This over
they
here.
You just need to take all that shit and make it good. There would be one, you know, solid mile, square mile.
Agreed.
That would be good.
Here's Commerce Street. This is where they're going to put, you know what? With the power of the internet, dude, we can literally show.
Oh, yeah, Street View
we
exists.
Can literally show Commerce Street here.
Street View definitely exists,
okay?
Man.
This is Commerce Street. All right?
That looks so
it looks. It looks like any hipster street probably in any city. This,
yep.
This
okay,
was taken
so left side. Left side
July
is
of 2015.
All your studios.
Right. The
right side is right.
It literally says the Fiber Studio and Comic Sans right
mm-hmm.
there.
That's really bad.
Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's Comic Sans.
That's Comic Sans.
That's 1,000% Comic
yeah,
Sans.
Yeah, you're a graphic artist. That's Comic Sans, dude. Look at that thing.
Ah, oh, that actually made me just cringe.
Yeah, that's so, you know, and then, like, this building right here looks nice. That's probably lofts. People probably live there.
Yeah.
Okay?
It does say lofts.
Hey, Red, how you doing, my man? I'm glad your internet works now. We're ranting about our hometown. So this is Commerce Street. And notice how it just comes to an end. So it is two
like
blocks.
The ghetto.
It is the ghetto.
It is. Really bad. Smoke-free living. While we have a smokers section right outside.
Okay. This is the arena where the NCAA tournament's going to take place. All right? So to get... There's the front doors. You can see the front doors right there. Okay? To get to Old Town, you're going to head down this road right here.
The other way.
No, you can go this way. All right?
No, I mean.
And then you're going to turn here onto this street. You're going to head down the side on Emporia. Okay? We're traveling at breakneck speeds right now. Remember, the speed limit is 20 miles an hour on all these roads. Okay, you're just going to keep going. All right, here's Douglas. All right, here's Douglas. This is our main street right here. All right? To get to Old Town, now you're going to have to take a right here and head down here. Okay? Down Douglas Avenue.
Yeah, this is a good walk.
Remember, you're walking this.
Yeah, you
okay?
got to get a good walk.
You're walking this. You can turn here. A lot of people park here for IBA. You can do that. You can park here. You can park at these lots back here. But for the purpose of this illustration, we're actually going to continue to Old Town because we would have to go there, all right? This town looks little. It's actually huge in a disgusting way.
It's all very flat and spread out. There's
yes.
no real up.
I like zoomed or something? Nah, there we go. Can I like...
Oh, God.
What the? There's a 3D view?
Yeah, man, there's 3D. Google got us 3D, man. Just continue down the damn street. Just drag.
No, I really want to show.
Just drag.
I really want to show the bridge, because this is where all the DJs were, and people need to know what you're talking about.
DJs.
This right here is Pigeon Bridge. So if you notice, there's a sidewalk right here. By the way, this right here is Homeless Park. It's literally called that. So you had DJs under
nothing.
This.
Why they built it there? I have no idea. They were like, downtown's kind of cool, yeah. But it's in the smack dab of Ghettoville, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, DJ's under that bridge.
Okay, so DJ's under that bridge. By the way, we could probably see some pigeons in there if we wanted to tie. Funky Monkey Shaved Ice. Very hit place right now. We're in May of 2017. This is literally less than a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, all of this place is now renovated with new bars and
agreed
places.
Okay, now this would, I would call this part of this town old town. This is old town. So we have arrived, okay? Now to get to Mort's, okay, the part where this lady, you know, she's like, hey, man, come to Mort's or whatever. Okay, you're going to go down one more street. She's on Washington, isn't she? I think she's on the corner of Washington.
Yeah.
So we got to go all the way down. We got to keep going on down Douglas to this stoplight right here. Okay, Quick Trip. That's where Colby gets all of his drinks every morning, I assume.
Nope.
Damn it. All right, well, never mind.
That one's ghetto. There's always a homeless man outside asking for money, and I'm like, I'd prefer not to look at you.
Okay, I don't know how to get there, so we're just going to drop the man. Can we drop the man?
Nope.
All right, we're going to zoom out. We're going to zoom out again. We're going to do 3D view. Okay,
you're
Mort's
doing real good, man. You're
you got to go down. You got to go down Washington right here. This is Mort's right here.
Yeah.
Okay? Mort's is right here. So, let's do directions. Directions from here. All right. All right, there's Mort's. Here's IBA. Okay? All right, that is the 12-minute walk. No, that's on public transportation, which we don't have, by the way. It's 13 minutes, 0.6 of a mile, from IBA up the street, which apparently you just cut across this parking lot.
Oh, yeah, just cut straight across private property. Yeah,
let's try this instead. So you're going to go this way up Washington, which I don't – does this road even have a sidewalk?
I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
No.
So you're going to get killed by carts, and you're going to walk up
definitely
here.
Definitely going to get murdered. Also, right at that corner where you turn – is a abandoned building where homeless people,
yes,
very frequently.
Yeah, I mean Wichita's. No, I mean people thought we lived more podunk. I mean, this is we have 500,000 people in our metro, so it's not small. Okay, but it's not big either. But there's no amenities here like you would find in a bigger city. Like there's not a Macy's, there's not an Apple Store, there's not public transportation. There's
public buses, man.
Have you read one?
No.
When you went to New York, did you ride the subway?
No.
Really?
I avoided it.
Okay, well.
Probably should have, like, for the experience, but I avoided it.
Yeah, well, the subway in New York, I think, is not anything like the public transportation here.
I think you'd find very similar people.
Yes, but you'd also find normal people as well.
Yeah, you wouldn't find normal people here. That's the thing. That's kind of like that. Not every Trump supporter's racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter. It's kind of like that. It's like not everyone in a New York subway is weird, but everyone on a Wichita bus is weird.
Yes. I know what you're saying.
It kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense. The point is that I wish with my heart of hearts that instead of Wichita downtown pooping on the area directly across from Interest Bank Arena, the mayor may dedicate some time instead to talking about how great and improving the area across from the arena is.
Speaking of poop.
Oh, yeah, a river?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, man?
Does that look like a river to you guys, or does that look like a sewage system?
People kayak in that, man.
People should not get in that water.
No. Agreed.
It's very, very not good.
Yeah, they're also tearing this down right here.
Yeah,
they're tearing that down to build a soccer stadium.
Yeah,
because we talked about that on the show, and then they did that interview with that guy who had the pizza hat. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was fun. Yep.
Yeah, because people really care about what the pizza man says.
Yep. So, yeah, this is literally our downtown. Like, here's Century 2. It's our convention area. This is the library. Like I said, parking lot. Here's some
way
hotels
too expensive.
And stuff.
No, that
no one or not hotels.
That is a loft apartment. You buy them.
How much is it?
Buy those apartments
just monthly? Didn't you look?
I don't know about monthly because I'm pretty sure you have to buy it.
Oh.
But they're in the hundreds of thousand dollar range.
Yeah. And by the way,
hundreds of thousands of dollars to have a view of a river filled with shit.
Yeah, look at that river. And here's Kellogg, and then over on the side of Kellogg, here's your houses. See, Colby was right. There are some weird businesses down in here. Say there's just small nothing businesses. You know? And then you're over the railroad tracks, and here's IBA right here again. Like,
they literally put the stadium in just the shittiest area.
That's what I thought. Like, I thought they would put it somewhere nice so they could build around it.
Right.
Like, I thought that was the whole idea.
They
and then
haven't
we,
done
we
that.
Finally get, we have a year, a span of a year, we get Paul McCartney and NCAA to our arena, and everyone's just like, please ignore the area outside of the arena. Please come down to Old Town, a mile away.
Just expand Old Town.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Is
you just
we
need
should
to
make
kick some businesses
instead
out.
Of there being four blocks that are nice. How about we make all of downtown nice? That's what I'm trying to say.
There's just too many old people, man. Well, I think, right,
dude? I don't know.
You got too many heating and air companies.
Other cities do it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how they
remember
do it.
When we went to downtown
Raise
Denver?
Raise the taxes. Raise the property
taxes. That might be what they need to do.
That would
get
definitely
them out.
Be what they should do to get out the businesses that are barely struggling to stay there.
But
like Jim's Podunk Auto Repair.
I agree, dude. I agree. Like, remember when we went downtown Denver? Remember how beautiful it was?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
For a good multiple miles.
Right.
This is 1 mile. This is one street.
Right.
One street that is barely a mile long.
If it's a mile long, yeah.
And then everything on either side of the street is just weird and stupid and not...
Like, we shouldn't... I'm not saying that we need to be Chicago or New York or L.A. or somewhere with millions of people and a huge GDP, okay? I'm not saying that. But it'd be great if we were as good as Manhattan or Lawrence or even come close to Kansas City. You know, that's all I'm saying. Downtown Denver is filled with hookers and homeless people. That's literally the demographic for this show. Mostly the hookers, though.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see no hookers or homeless when we were there.
No. We also weren't there in the nighttime, though. I was there in the nighttime once when I went and saw all those concerts. And it didn't seem scary.
When we went, all we saw was hot women and weed heads. That's all I remember.
A lot of potheads,
a lot of hot women, and a lot of businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then one big fat white guy. That's what I remember about downtown Denver.
Columbus.
I mean, nighttime is scary anywhere downtown, in any city. I'm not going downtown Chicago either.
That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere downtown at night, period. Period. Okay, anywhere. Because if you're out in the wilderness where there's no people, you're going to get killed by ghosts, and if you're in a town, you're going to get killed by homeless people. That's just a fact!
I did way too much walking around in New York when I went.
Yeah?
At night.
Scary. But there's cops everywhere in New York.
Right.
Everywhere.
And like everyone's always up. There's always people up, except for when I went to the airport with my parents in the morning.
Right.
We had to get up at like 5.
Right.
5 to 6 is like right before morning work starts, you know.
Right. What everyone's already
and
passed out.
Way
that was
too late from drunk people.
Just out of curiosity.
And it just looked like Gangville.
What do you think's wider? Wichita or Manhattan? The Isle of Manhattan?
Wider?
Yeah.
Definitely Wichita.
You think so?
1,000%.
Do you think the area of Wichita is larger or smaller than Manhattan Island?
It's, I don't know about lengthwise, but definitely from, like, Hudson to the other side is, we have much wider girth.
But do you think we, like,
it's got length on us.
You think
but
so?
But we got girth.
Because there's,
we're like a small chub.
Like, in this area right here, chat, like, in this area, this box... Okay, right here, this box, we have 400,000 people.
About that, yeah.
And in New York, I mean, granted, it's probably bigger. Like, it would take me forever to scroll over there, right?
Yes.
Like, over to New York in this.
Especially in this fashion. Zoom the fuck
no,
out.
No, man, because it has to be the same zoom. It has
You're
to be the same
just
zoom.
Just search.
Uh-oh. Where are we, man? Where are we?
I don't know. We're definitely not anywhere close to New
Where's
York.
Where's Petersburg? Pocahontas State Park, man. Where's that at?
I don't know.
Chesapeake? Virginia Beach?
What is this?
We gotta be in,
Norfolk?
We're in Virginia. We gotta go up.
Did we really hit the coast that fast? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, I got fast hands, dude. Ask me how I worked out my right hand muscle. Yeah, New Jersey? Okay, there's New Jersey. Vineland. Going up here. Long Beach? Here we go, Isle of Manhattan. Yeah, dude, look at how small it is compared to Wichita.
Yeah.
Like this, like, where's Manhattan end? Right here?
No.
Harlem.
Yeah, go down. Harlem's where Manhattan is.
So Brooklyn is like the size of Wichita.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
And there's 9 million people there. There's 300,000 in Wichita.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot more up, though.
Yeah, well, they have to. Otherwise, I'm standing on people's heads.
Yeah, we are much wider than the island of Manhattan.
Much.
I mean, we might be as tall as it, too.
I think we're close. If you count before you get to like 95 here, get to the Bronx. I think it counts. I think this is definitely
Yonkers. Is I don't think that's part of Manhattan.
No, it's Yonkers.
Yeah. Thick. We'd be wide and thick, son. Anyway, those are the same things.
That story was not supposed to last 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
But it did.
No one wants to live in Kansas.
No one.
They just are here.
I don't know, man.
They just exist.
I'm sure there's politicians and some Trump supporters who love to live here. Okay?
I don't get them. I mean...
I want to take another drink of this, but it's so bad.
Shut up and take it.
Will you take a sip just to know what I'm feeling? Just a sip, because I don't want you to think I'm pussing out.
That's got a kick to it.
That's not good, is it?
That's got a real bad
kick. You want some water?
Nah, I got beer.
That's funny. Hail Trump. And he wrote it like hail, like throw hail at him. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because I feel like the other way is Heil. And that might have been what he wanted to say. But I don't know.
Anyway, we're not getting into a Trump discussion this week.
Nah, okay? Fuck politics. I can't do it.
Last time it broke the show.
It did, literally.
It broke the show. Although I would like to
say... We got hacked by that one fucking Plants vs. Zombies motherfucker.
Hacked now.
Yeah, he hacked your internet.
Who needs water when you got beer? I know, that's a classic quote. Someone should add that to the quote book. I don't need water, I got beer.
Yep.
I'm just going to do the rest of this. Okay, there's not much left. I want you guys to think I'm manly, but I'm just going to get it over with. Because it's lingering, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
like
really
I don't want to take another drink of this, so I'm going to hope this just powers me through the next 50 minutes. Here we go. Oh, fuck.
Nope.
It tastes like a skunk's rectum.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good by any means.
I'm too poor for like regular Fireball right now. So I'm just drinking whatever is left in the liquor cabinet, and I think that's a hand-me-down from someone who thought it was too old and they got rid of it, and that was a year ago.
That's probably a good reason why they got rid of it.
Yeah, it's because it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to drink next week, because that was the best thing on the cabinet. Next Thursday's going to be even worse.
Try out that...
Vodka?
Vodka, no, man.
I might have to do a mixer.
Do a waka vodka. Vodka flame, man.
All right, man.
That's what they should have called it. They missed an opportunity.
Let's talk about hot news.
Let's watch Dew's intro.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Thank you for reminding me, bro. Dew's intro for the television show. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
That was not the hog.
Perfect. It was better.
I liked it, though.
Let's watch it again. You do not know the way, but how queer this draws you in.
Dead meme is so dead.
Dude, I don't know. I like that intro.
I didn't
mean to play it again, but yeah, good intro. Anything with clicks and pops in it, I'm into. My insides are burning. All right, dude. We'll just play that as our intro from now on. Okay, we'll just do that. How about that, man?
Yeah, fuck the long-ass one.
Yeah, we're just going to do this. It's just perfect. You know, I think this meme's racist. I think a lot of people are getting called racist for that. Because it's Ugandan and, like, it's making fun of Ugandan.
Guess what? People should shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't want to get into it. It's going to break our show.
Make fun of everybody, man.
Yes. This
just
show,
get the fuck over
I've
it.
I've been saying this for 10 years. We are an equal opportunity offender. We offend everybody equally.
Especially the people, ourselves.
If we don't offend you, or we're... Actually, that's not right. If we don't say something offensive about you, it's because we don't like you.
I don't know, man. I'm going to take a little political real quick because I got a story.
Oh, no. Here we go, dude.
Have you seen the Jennifer Lawrence's cold and address debacle that's going down?
No.
Okay,
what's happening?
She's in like London or something like that, taking photos with the guys.
For Red Sparrow?
Yeah, that one.
Hey, can I do my Jennifer Lawrence Red Sparrow impression real quick?
Sure.
He took me to a hotel room, and he told me I could die or I could become a sparrow.
The fuck was that
Pretty
accent?
Pretty good, right?
What the fuck was that
Jennifer
accent?
Jennifer Lawrence Russian accent.
She's Russian in that?
Yeah!
Ugh.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Ren's ready to be offended. You're ugly. All right, your turn, dude. Offend him.
Jar Jar's not that funny. I remember.
That was pretty funny, though. That was just a straight lie. That was...
Everyone gets made fun of. Said it's fat. Colby has bad haircuts. Yeah. Unfollowed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Okay, back to your story. Even though I could have changed the subject.
Okay, so they're in London. It's apparently cold that day. There's 4 men in the picture and her right in the middle.
Okay.
And they're all wearing like suits and jackets.
Okay.
And then she's in a fucking really revealing dress.
Okay.
And then people have just started, without asking her, without her saying shit, just started being like, this is why men suck and this is feminism. Or not the opposite
this
of it.
This is not feminist. Jennifer Lawrence tells critic of her vagina.
Oh, yeah. And
Versace
then she comes out and she's like, shut the fuck up, idiots. I wear what I want to wear. It's a really expensive fucking dress. I chose to do it. We were outside for 5 minutes. Stop getting your knickers in a twist.
It's not even that revealing, to be honest.
Right. No, it's just the fact that it's cold and people were bitching because they thought she might be cold and was forced outside to take pictures with these men.
It does look cold.
I'm just like, shut.
I mean, it probably is cold.
The fuck up. And then she, being a liberal, tarred.
Well, you gotta get headlines, man.
Cuck, you know?
Cuck. Still a great word.
Who said Mother Nature sent the hurricanes because we elected Trump.
She said that?
I mean, in a way.
I mean, can we all agree, everyone in chat right now, that we've all seen Jennifer Lawrence's butthole? All right? Like, everyone's seen it. Okay, have you seen it? You've seen it, right?
I was in the leaks,
fappening,
right?
Yeah. You've seen it. Definitely everyone seen it. Has seen it.
Definitely.
Okay? J-Law. I don't care. I don't care. Honestly, I'm more offended by this man right here who has two-tone jeans. All right? That's honestly the first thing I noticed in this. I'm like, I'm not like, ooh, cleavage, ooh, leg. I'm like, fashion faux pas, hello. You can't wear blue jeans up top, dark jeans down below. It looks like he's got Hitler's boots on, but they're just his jeans.
That's true.
And this guy, he looks like he's about to sucker punch the cameraman.
It looks like Mr. Feeney. It looks like Mr. Feeney.
What did you say to me? I will come at you. I learned this weekend when I was doing photos for our new intros that I can't make a mean face. I can't do it.
You can't make a mean face?
Nope. All of my faces, I still smile even when I'm mean.
Is this a mean face?
This is my mean face. How's it look?
You look like you don't give a shit.
Well, that's accurate, so.
No, like a mean face is like I'm going to kill you face, right? No, you still look like you don't
give a shit. I can't do it. That's my mean face.
You
got to
furl your eyebrow and then like twitch your nose. Like make your nose twitch and then you get it. Yeah, there you go. That's better.
That's terrible.
That's better. It feels really weird to do cuz I'm never that mad.
I don't know, dude. Anyway,
I just thought this was funny because, I mean, like,
there.
Everyone is so damn offended about everything, and
looks,
people thought that...
She looks underdressed, and it has nothing to do with what she's wearing, but what everyone else is wearing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, everyone has 8 layers of clothes on.
The problem is that people freaked out about it and were like, this is why men are terrible, this is why we need feminism and shit like that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I mean, I'm halfway with them, to be honest with you. Men
you didn't
are terrible.
Ask that.
But
I mean,
so is everyone else.
Yeah, some women are pretty fucking terrible too, man.
Name one person who's not terrible.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Terrible. Name someone else. Name someone who's not terrible. Name someone who's not terrible.
I thought you were going to say name someone terrible.
No, that'd be easy. Colby Newman. Name someone not terrible.
Not terrible.
Chat, you can participate too. Try to put someone in chat who is universally loved and adored.
Who's the Pope? Francis?
Oh, my parents hate the Pope.
Really?
Yeah, because he believes in global warming and something
that.
Else that he does. So he's terrible. Chris? Oh, terrible. Now gonna get me. I'm gonna be honest, dude. Come at me.
I can't.
It's no one.
Who's the best? Elon Musk.
I don't know. He's pretty great. PayPal, though. World could do without it.
People also say that... I was listening to the conservative show I watch, and they were not so happy with Mr. Elon Musk.
Also, let's be real. Billionaires could all give more money.
Yes.
Terrible.
Uh-huh.
Terrible people. If I had that much money, like, think about it. Like, they give, like, who was it? I think
Oprah?
I think Oprah and,
set her on fire.
Oprah? I don't remember who it was. It was Oprah and someone.
Kids are terrible in general. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my kid's better than most kids, but he's still going to be a douche.
I know.
Because he's going to be related to me.
No, don't say that. He's going to find this one day and be like, oh, no, Dad, no.
You know I'm his father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Oh, like, yeah, he won't give a shit, or he'll just say you're fat. And
it'll be probably both.
Why are we dropping so many fucking frames, man?
Dude, we've only dropped 1%, man. It's fine. We've only dropped
1%. It just started.
No.
Why did it just start?
We dropped 300 in the intro. We dropped about 500 when we were scrolling through the map.
Moving on. Anyway, no, I didn't want to bring that up. But she pointed out that people are overreacting. And so I was like, wow.
There's a difference between overreacting.
That is like being like not.
And reacting, though. Like, people can react and not have it be an overreact. Like, being like, she's underdressed compared to her company. Maybe the point is, instead of me saying she's underdressed, I should say the men are overdressed. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what the feminism point of it is, instead of being like, the woman is it wrong, the men could be it wrong too. That would be a fine argument if it wasn't London in February.
Her point, because she addressed all this shit on a Facebook
post. Well, I'm sure it's in this article right now, right?
It said that it's a fucking really expensive damn dress, and who the fuck's going to put
yesterday on the balcony
there?
Seemed like a lose-lose situation because Jennifer Lawrence wore jeans and a coat. I'm sure somebody else would have criticized her. At some point, it seemed like the weather was blamed because it was the optics plus the weather plus the four of us in our outfits. It seems like everywhere Jennifer goes, she's part of some international incident. Oh, no, she's famous. Oh, God. Look, guys, you can see part of my belly. Like, who cares? I'm so famous and everyone loves me. Oh, God.
I think you're getting triggered by the wrong part of
what
happened.
I am so mad right now by that. All I want in my life is for
me
to be famous.
That?
I want to hire private security
Joel
to protect my
Edgerton.
Family. That's how famous I want to be. Yeah, he's in that movie,
right.
Red Sparrow. I become a Sparrow.
And he said that.
Whoa, sexist. A man can't overdress you right. Sorry, Red. I'm sorry. Remember when Jar Jar wore his dress robes at the end of Phantom Menace? Perfect outfit.
Oh, he did. I was like, wait, are you talking about Senate Jar Jar?
Yeah, I'm so mad that they just complained about being famous. Nothing makes me, probably nothing, I mean, take the obvious things out, like Hitler and the Holocaust, but nothing makes me more mad than people who complain about being famous. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's trade lives, okay? I'm sorry that you have to have a driver in a bulletproof car. That must be horrible. I barely have a car!
You got a point. Like,
you don't know what it's like to be in the spotlight
I stream
9 hours a day.
I could definitely get how being surrounded by paparazzi wherever you go would get annoying.
I don't.
But still.
I don't care. I wouldn't care.
You would care, though, if it affected your money. Like you said, money problems are money problems, man. Wherever you get to the level of making millions for a movie, and then, like,
when
you
quote is $20 million
photographed taking a shit on a homeless person,
dude,
you're not going to get movies.
Nothing more than for someone to care about a shit I take on a homeless person. That's my point. I want that. Everybody's like, oh, all these, and rightfully so, I don't think women should be harassed, but all these people are like, oh, you know, you shouldn't send, like, emails to people about, you know, asking for nudes for extra money. I will sell you a nude for money. Watch chat light up with people who don't want that. Watch it. All I want is for someone to be like, Seth took a shit on a homeless person? Dude, what is he thinking? If someone talks about me in their living room when I'm not on the air, my dick will grow 8 sizes that day. That's all I want. That's all I want, man.
You're the dick Grinch, man.
Yes.
You're the dick Grinch. God, somebody just give him a heart so his dick can grow.
Okay. I went off the rails a little bit there. I meant the sentiment of what I said. But I just want to...
The sentiment of it.
A lot of... Okay. Let's continue.
Hey, before we continue, I have to pee.
Are you serious? It's only a... Oh, we're an hour and a half.
Hey, come on, man. That's a decent amount of time. That's a decent amount of time for a beer and a half to run through me. You want to do BRB or are you going to fill time?
No, I'll fill time. I'm going to talk about
it. Why even make the BRB?
All right, we'll go BRB.
Why even?
We're going to do it. Here we go. Nope. Okay, chat. We're not BRB. He wanted me to not be BRB like he told me after we went BRB to stop being BRB. But I'm going to talk to you while he's peeing. But we're going to go BRB the second he comes back in here, and I'm going to act like we were BRB the whole time. All right? Don't blow it. All right? Don't blow it. Important that he thinks we were BRB the whole time. Okay? He's peeing right now. I don't really understand why sometimes he has to pee in the middle of the show and sometimes he doesn't when he drinks the same amount of beers every time. But that's the way it is. Okay? I'm waiting for to hear the door so I can BRB again. I think I hear the toilet. I think I hear it. He might be coming. I think that was just the eater. Very scared. Oh, there's the toilet. Go on BRB. No one say anything.
You went back!
What do you mean?
You went back!
I never left!
Oh, you went back. I saw you move and click.
God.
You went and moved and click. I know you went back, you little bitch.
We were BRB that whole time.
No, you.
No. You don't know nothing.
You know, I'm going to watch the fucking stream.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Will now, though.
No, you won't.
Yeah, big old bitch.
You'll forget we did it by the time this show's over. We'll put it in the recap. You'll forget. All right, breaking news, man. Are you ready for
breaking?
This?
Breaking? Like, literally breaking right
breaking
now?
Breaking news. Less than 5 hours ago, this new story came out. All right? Flamin' Hot Cheetos film.
What?
In the works from Searchlight. Fox Searchlight and Devon Frankler said to produce the film Flamin' Hot, which will tell the true story of Richard Montanez, who rose from humble beginnings to be a successful businessman when he created a food phenomenon, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
So it's like a biopic about the guy who made Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yes, that's literally what it is. The film follows Montanez, the son of an immigrant who grew up as a migrant farm worker picking grapes
fine.
In the film, the fields of Southern California before becoming a janitor at Frito-Lay.
I mean, I really don't give a shit,
I mean,
that's fine.
Is this now
about McDonald's?
Here's what I took for this, because I don't care. Like, Twitter's blowing up right now. Like, they're making a Flamin' Hot Cheeto movie. Like, it's not an animated Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Okay,
there's a difference.
How many biopic movies are we gonna do now? Is
like
that the
everyone.
New thing? Is everything's biopic
just,
movies?
Just do them.
Like, is it better to have biopic movies than remakes?
I mean, it's basically a remake, right?
It's a remake of someone's life. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
She's like, we had The Founder. I feel like this is going to be The Founder, but with Cheetos.
Right. That's exactly what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what every biopic movie is, kind of, right?
This is what movies are now, yeah. Seriously, a Cheetos movie? This is it, huh? This is what movies are now? Yeah. Cheetos. Taste the Cheetos.
Why they pick this guy?
Oh, can we click this link? Because I bet it's Jar Jar.
Over the fact of anyone else that has done anything much more significant in humankind. Oh, I remember that. I think I might have bought one of those at one point in time.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's terrifying. That's terrible. I disapprove. You want to suck on this red tongue, bro?
I am so disturbed by what I'm looking at.
I don't like that happened. I felt...
I mean, you asked me to do it.
I asked you
like,
if you wanted to do it. I never offered, really. I guess that's an offer.
Yeah, that's. I would consider that consent.
Nah, I didn't.
You...
There was no yes. Oh, yeah.
If I'm like...
It's wet.
Hey, man, you want some candy?
It's wet.
And then you eat the candy, and I go, I didn't really want you to have any. That's not really fair, right?
You got me.
Okay.
You got me.
You got a few of those? It's like French kissing...
A Goonga.
Goongas. What is this?
Why is there a picture of Jar Jar? What?
What is this?
She was just talking to you in a way.
When Mrs. Tawny Huxton opened her son's Timmy's bedroom door, she was shocked to see his innocent white hiney nestled into the new 7-foot Jar Jar Binks doll she had bought him for his birthday. Lately, many Americans have suffered similar incidents. Young children are being seduced by the character of George Lucas's latest Star Wars movie. Jar Jar's soothing voice and timid childlike manners seem to lure young teens into a world of lustful abandon. Unsuspecting parents purchased a popular life-size doll, only to find out later that it's being used by the child as a masturbation toy.
Oh my god, hold on. The hideous demon creature Jar Jar Binks stares lustfully with a sinister smile.
I mean, that's accurate.
Lucas's latest creature is a favorite toy among today's youth for many reasons than one.
You think these people look back and go, Jar Jar's one of the most hated Star Wars characters in the world. How wrong were we?
How did originally published July 1999?
No one...
There's an ongoing action alert on this article.
What's that mean? What's that?
There's still more coming, man. People are still fucking this Jar Jar Binks toy. Oh, God. What is this website?
Dude, why did we give these people hits?
Stone disobedient children. Preach it. What is this website? Oh, shit! They use our old service, man. Cafe Press. Oh, shit.
For Obama, you get it?
Oh, slut?
Is this real? Shit. This isn't real, right?
Landover, no. Abstinence thongs?
Abstinence thongs.
The Holy of Holes? Dude, they were us, except with a Christian tone on it. This is one step away from putting Batch's face on a thong.
Yeah, but this is the step away that gets you straight to hell, all right? I'm already riding the skateboard to hell. I don't need to take the express train, okay?
Where in the fuck did you find this website? Landover?
It's Landover Baptist, man. That's what it is.
No,
LandoverBaptist.org.
Oh, no, okay.
No, there's no T. You
I'm seeing
Baptist.
Landover Baptist. Landover Baptist Church. Holy shit.
Free gifts, dude. Santa Claus did not die for your sins. Okay. Have to remember this. Mother Day's is coming up, chat.
Oh, perfect. That Jesus told you that unless you hate her, you can't be his disciple. This has got to be like...
I mean, Rin or Deuce said it's like an Onion website.
Okay.
But I don't know if it really is.
I would think so, because there's no way an actual Christian Baptist church is telling you...
Westboro.
Tell your mother that Jesus... They're still not going to say that. Like, yeah, they hate fags, but they're not against mothers.
I mean, they're pretty against women in the Bible. It's a pretty well-known fact.
Really?
Yeah.
They allow women in their fucking thing, though.
You know that they made women sleep outside on their periods?
No. I don't know much about this evil fucking... I don't research them.
It's the Bible. Like, it's in there. It's like it's the part that people choose to ignore because, you know, we don't make women sleep outside anymore, but
can't we just have like a new book?
How about no book?
Just like a good book.
How about
you just put some a book that's good.
I'm going to make a book.
Just all things good.
It's going to be 300 pages long, be thick, okay? Mm-hmm. And every page is just going to say don't be an asshole. That'll be the good book.
That should be the golden rule.
Yep.
Mhm. I don't know why we need a fucking Bible with hundreds of fucking pages and however many...
You don't need that.
...writers and shit.
Well, you know, not
people
to get...
People say it's an historical work, man. It's
like,
historical.
Like, religiously, the only thing in the Bible that matters is love your neighbor as yourself and accept Jesus into your heart for salvation. Like, according to the Bible, the only thing in the Bible are those two things. Because Jesus says you could ignore everything else except those two commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself, which is the golden rule, mm-hmm. essentially. You know, do unto others as you would do unto you.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to accept Jesus into your heart for salvation. Problem is that most Christians go out and be like, well, they also don't like gays, though, because it's in Leviticus. Yeah, but so is making women sleep outside on their period. Like, you either accept it all, you accept nothing.
Can't
Like, you can't be like, this part agrees with me, but this part I don't really like. Because,
like I said, I've been listening to a whole lot of
conservatives. When my wife is outside, I don't get sex, and I don't like that. Well, you know, Jesus can take a back seat for that one, but oh, there's freaking gay people. You know, that's the problem.
They say that we need a source of holier than thou, someone greater than ourselves, to tell us that we shouldn't do bad things.
Why?
Because apparently without being told it...
You don't feel bad?
You don't do it.
I don't think that's true. I don't feel like people who haven't had any type of outside influence murder people for no reason.
I mean, I feel like everything's happened at least once.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But as for majorities or common occurrences...
Let's talk about something really serious.
Yeah, let's
Since
do
we're
that.
On this subject, man, I haven't seen this yet, and I really want to watch
Perform
it.
The
oh, you want the
banner,
best thing your ears have ever heard?
Songwriter, actress, and
you know, it's not like terrible.
I haven't seen it. I've heard, I've read all about
bad,
it.
It's bad, but it's not like horrible. You've
this
heard my, worse national.
This is my first time. It's already bad.
Like, she tries to turn it into like an actual song.
Yeah, she's trying to turn it into like a sex song. Not good. Bad already.
Like I said, very bad. Not the worst thing you ever heard, but pretty bad.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Steph Curry needs to shave that beard, dude. And so do you. You're trying to be Steph Curry.
Hey, it's gone. You should have seen it yesterday. It's just a Christmas song.
All right, so far, it does sound a little Christmassy. What is LeBron doing with his face?
Just wait for Draymond Green, man.
I mean, so far, like, Fergie is Fergieing it up, but it's not terrible. I mean, she hit those notes, that's fine.
Yeah, it's real, it, like I said, it's not the worst one you've ever heard. But that shit, that's the shit that she just needs to cut out. Like, I feel like she's trying to be Amy Winehouse in the middle of this shit.
It's a good point.
And it's like, yep. This is the national anthem, so can you just sing it?
Does that star
this is really bad. Have I sent you something? Have I texted you?
You are so right about Draymond Green. This guy's laughing over that. That's Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's laughing. She thinks she killed it. She thinks she killed it.
What do I need to send you a link to this? Oh, yeah. I could just type it in chat.
Yeah. Everyone get ready to block the next person who chats.
Let's play some basketball!
I mean, okay, that was not as bad as the hype would lead you to believe. Okay?
Right. But it's not the worst. It's bad.
It's bad it's because bad. Her singing wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
The rendition of it was... Like, yes. Why change it?
I don't know.
Just leave it. You're never going to make it better.
No.
Because... Let's be real, chat, all right? The National Anthem sucks. It's a suck song.
It's fine.
It sucks.
It's got the emotional waves, man. I get chills when I hear it.
Agreed. But because you're an American and you bleed red.
Patriotism, motherfucker.
Objectively, it sucks. Because you know what a good song is? LMFAO, Party Rock. That's a great song.
That song sucks ass. Okay?
That's
I would
good...
rather listen to the National Anthem on repeat for the rest of my life than hear that song again.
Dude, the National Anthem sucks, okay? There's lots of good songs out there. National Anthem ain't one of them.
I would listen to it on repeat. I'm going to now.
No, you're not. You are not going to do that.
Make me so
you're going to put
in
Bring Me the Horizon
click
or whoever that
my
band is.
Fucking
oh, God.
Link.
I can't finish my thoughts. This is what is this what everyone in chat thinks when I'm just rambling and they paste a link?
Yes.
This is what it is.
Click it. You can thank Vanilla for this.
Bad.
This should be our national anthem.
This is actually, I like this. This is better than what she did, to be honest. It really is.
Oh, so dumb.
It's so auto-tuned, it doesn't even sound like Fergie anymore.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
It's one syllable repeated. You can't sound like anybody
also,
with one syllable.
What is Chill Benton, and
I don't know.
Why is Unofficial Tony P subscribed to it?
I don't know.
You got to stop being friends with him.
He texted it to me.
That's awful.
Yeah.
You block people like that from your phone.
I need to. I really need to.
I just want to see if there's an all-star national anthem. It's all about Pinella's link. Everything's about Fergie. Fergie, 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 Fergie. Nope, no Fergie in this one.
Oh, click on her apology, man. I want to know what she had to say about it.
Where's that one at? Right here? Consequencesofsound.net, by the way. NBA All-Star Game went down in Los Angeles, blah. Former Black Eyed Peas, blah. Where's her apology? There's no apology in here. I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem. Last night, I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country and artists try my best. I mean, honestly, that's a great apology.
Sure.
I believe her. That's true. I mean, like I said, it wasn't bad. She tried to unsuck the national anthem is what she tried to do, and she just made it more obvious that it already sucked. That's what she did.
Dude, don't knock the national anthem.
The national anthem sucks.
I'm gonna shoot you.
It sucks. Do it. That's the most American thing you can do. Uh-huh. Shoot me. All right. Unless you're shooting kids, there's nothing more American you can do right now. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, pump the brakes. There's only been a school shooting every other day. Let's not talk about it.
Man.
Yeah. Pump the brakes. National anthem sucks. All right.
You're fine, Mr. Communist.
No, I love America. Right?
Apparently not.
Because I live here.
Apparently not.
All right. And I can't move because I can't afford to move. Okay? I wouldn't move anyway because I love Colorado and it's in America. So I guess I love America. All right? National anthem sucks. By the way, so does England's. So does Canada's.
I mean, both of those, yeah. But America's
no!
Solid.
No, you just like it because you're American.
Shut up.
It's like.
Regardless.
You love your mother. Well, your mother. Not your mother. Julie, not you. Because you're awesome. But your mother can suck, but you love her because she's your mother. It's that thing.
I mean, but you could also not love your mother because she sucks.
Yeah, and I'm objective enough to know that my mother sucks. My mother doesn't suck. She's amazing. But my mother being the national anthem, it sucks, even though I love
it. It doesn't.
I can love it and know it sucks.
Don't. It's always been there for you. Why would you think it sucks?
It hasn't. What is it? Has it ever paid my rent?
No.
Okay. Hasn't been there for me.
Has your mother paid your rent?
I think actually she did when I moved to Manhattan the first month.
Well,
for
then
my rent. Yeah.
It's done. She's done a lot.
Yeah, she's done a lot more.
Obviously, she's done a bit more than a fucking song.
Right.
But
you started down that road.
You can't expect much from a song, man. Stop expecting so damn much. What do you expect? Get fucking Justin Bieber's ass up in here and make some shit? No.
Friday by Rebecca Black is better. Party in the USA is better.
Fuck all those songs.
All Star should be our national anthem. YouTube said she tried to stop sucking the deep throat.
Ran, why would you live in Canada?
Hey, we have subs in Canada.
Canada sounds like a suckle.
Why? Why is it worse than here, man? Less school shootings? Not an American enough for you?
It's just way too not free.
What?
You could say some shit
and
go to jail, man.
No, you can't.
If I called a tranny by the wrong pronoun there,
no.
Jail.
No, that is not true. Also, I would argue that calling a tranny by the wrong pronoun here would be worse than jail. You'd be publicly humiliated on Twitter for the rest of your life.
Not for like 2 days, and then everyone will move on in the next.
Dude, in Canada, a moose walks by. It's national news, man. No one cares. It's like, ooh, let's drench the Mounties in maple syrup, Canada. All right? We got a sub in Canada.
It's
I respect Canada. Thank you for your sub.
Technically free if you pay more in taxes.
Yeah, the healthcare is free. That's a lot of free.
And except they take more of your
taxes.
You
are obsessed with taxes. Have you paid your taxes? Did you, like, pay your taxes for the first time or something? Is that what's happening?
No, no, no.
You're obsessed with taxes lately.
I'm going to get my tax cut back.
Like, the last 3 months, all you're talking about is taxes. It's like someone taught you the word taxes.
I got more money out of fucking nowhere. I'm very happy about that. If I lived in Canada, I would be getting 40% less than I am now. Fuck that. I work for that money.
But you don't.
I struggle for that money.
Just wait.
And I'm not going to pay some homeless bills, herpy bill. With that fucking tax money.
You
can suck on my dick, homeless man. Go cut it off.
I might get herpes from Hey, by the way, do you pay for health insurance right now?
No.
Okay, wait till next year when you do. And then say, how much of your percentage
Great
of your income
point.
Goes to paying for your own health care.
It's probably the 40% I'm talking about.
Because I got news for you. I don't have to have health care because I'm too poor. I get the tax write-off. They're like, oh, you poor man. You don't have to pay for the health care thing. You won't. You'll have to pay. And it is butt rape expensive. Like $300 a month, dude, the health care. Just so if I, like, do that, you have to go to the hospital now. You know, health care. Because you just got AIDS. Sorry to let you know.
There's no way it's $300 a month.
Okay, go ahead and tax me 20% more if I don't have to be in debt the rest of my life because the ambulance ride 1 mile cost me $20,000. Yeah.
I'll drive myself.
What do you say? No, you won't! What if your leg falls off, man? What if you got the beatus and your foot falls off, man? You can't drive. It's your foot, pedal foot. Pedal foot, great band name. The rum has kicked in. By the way, where's Basement Brain?
I don't know, man.
Should we be worried? Has been around 2 weeks. And I'm really, here's the reason I bring it up. I'm really mad because he brought up this restaurant called like Milo and Otis or whatever it's called over there on Amundsen Street, the buffet with the sushi, and I drove by the other day and it looks amazing and I want to talk to him about it and he's not freaking here.
Got the beatus.
Who snapped you? Is it about the show?
No.
Okay, I was just paranoid. Got the beatus. I love that, dude. You love the beatus?
Diabetes.
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 Yeah. I don't know why.
You kind of shot a hole in my whole tax thing.
Yeah.
I don't pay for medical.
Because once you pay for medical, then you have to hope you don't use it, because then you also have to pay for that.
Oh, yeah, it's the same with car insurance.
Yeah, but it's not in Canada. I mean, you're right. You will have to pay for the homeless man's herpes. That is true.
But
you also won't have to pay if, God forbid, you get herpes.
Well, also, if I don't.
Right.
I just pay money into the wind.
Yes. Well, it's not in the wind, though. It's for health care in case you need it, which you will one day because you're going to get old. And instead of being like me and I'll get old and the first sickness I get will be the one that kills me because I don't have health insurance because I've chosen to be a Twitch streamer like a dumbass, you're going to actually go get health care, but then you're going to have mountains and mountains of death. You're going to leave nothing to your children and you're going to die sad and alone, but very healthy.
And why do we live in America again?
Because the national anthem is the friggin' best. I don't know, man. What? Because we were born here.
Yeah.
I mean, the American dream, it is a lie.
No, well, nowadays, I think.
Yes.
There's just too many people
like,
for it to happen.
100 years ago, it was great because
right.
all the other worlds hadn't. We invented America.
Mm-hmm.
And then everywhere else decided, hey, it ain't too hard to be America. So let's do the whole free market thing, but let's do it a little better. And us Americans, we're like, we can't change nothing, because 300 years ago, man with wooden teeth said it was the best, and we can't change it. Don't forget about that amendment with the guns, because we had muskets. Don't worry that if the military wanted to take over, thank God I got my AR-15 so I could shoot 700 Apache helicopters out of the air, and 50 spider tanks, and 300 drones. Don't worry that we could take over Russia in a day with our military at its $700 trillion budget, but might come to my house, I got my AR-15, it's fine. I will hold them off all day. Make sure I got my gun. God bless America. Sorry about all them kids. By the way, I totally flipped over the last week on guns. I now hate guns. I hate them now.
Why?
I've decided that we just need to get rid of guns.
Why?
Because it's too many dead kids, man. Like, you know what happened? when they announced that the guy, there was an armed security guard at the school who heard gunfire and did nothing. That's when it happened. Because I'm like, okay, the one argument you could make, because my girlfriend, school teacher, okay, like, she makes less than $40,000 a year. She has to teach kids. She has to make plans to teach our youth. And then she also has to deal with their home lives as much as their parents do, if not more so. And now we also want to turn her into a Navy SEAL for less than $40,000 a year. Okay? All right. Sure. So her gun's going to save lives. Because we talked about this on Sunday's episode.
Yeah.
They had more people with security guards with guns. We assumed there weren't any. Well, turns out there was. He did nothing.
And that dude should be fired.
Oh, yeah. You know what also shouldn't happen? 17 kids shouldn't have died. That also shouldn't happen.
You can't control fucking evil, crazy
Yes, you
person.
Can, but you can control their access to weapons.
Agree.
Assault rifles. You
Agree.
Can control it. And honestly, I have no problem with guns. Here's what I come down to. Give them up for the greater good. It's not worth it. Okay? I know you love to shoot turkeys. Mm-hmm. I know you love to go to ranges and shoot paper people. All right, that's great.
It's not meant for that, though.
It doesn't matter. There's too many dead kids. It's too many people talking about teachers being armed. There's too many kids being dead. It's for the great. We're the only civilized Western country that has this problem. The only one. Nowhere else has this problem. Nowhere else. And I don't know if guns are the problem, but they certainly aren't making it better. And if there's 18 school shootings in 2 months in the beginning of 2018.
There's not.
There is.
No.
There is. We can pull up a list.
I mean, mass shootings? No.
No, not mass. Okay, sorry. There's only been two.
And also some of those are suicides, but.
That's better. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Those people wanted to die.
I mean, they killed themselves.
Yeah.
Compared to other people.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's but what about the 17 dead kids, man?
I mean, how
that,
about
that's
all
my,
the rest of the people that
That's what
themselves?
It comes down to to me. There's 17, it's not all kids, there is like one teacher or something. But there's 17 dead, innocent people who were killed by some dude with an AR-15. If he didn't have a gun, and yes, there are many other ways, many, to make sure he didn't get a gun that didn't involve taking guns from people. But to me, it's no longer a logical/illogical argument you can make. It's all emotional now. There's too many dead kids, man. It's not acceptable. How many?
I don't think
how many?
You should make big choices out of emotion, though.
I don't care. At this point, I don't care. I seriously like that's the thing. I don't care.
It's not good.
Why?
Because
you can't make any argument about your gun that is going to better the lives of people. It betters your life. It betters no one else's life, and but your own. And for the greater good, you should just get rid of them. If the hope is we don't have dead kids anymore.
But the argument of gun people is that giving away guns isn't going to do that.
But we are the only country that has the gun laws we do, and we're also the only country that has these problems.
I still think that there is gun crime and violent crime.
There's not school shootings. There's definitely not 18 every 2 months in England or France. Or any other civilized country in the Western Hemisphere, probably even the East. They just don't report like we do because they're communists over there, but they don't have the same problems.
I mean, that's also the thing, is they don't necessarily report on some things.
But the Western countries do.
Getting rid of guns is not a good answer.
And here's
then the only people with guns are criminals and the government.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to pass a law saying, like, oh, you can't buy Apple computers anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then you bought an Apple computer, you have one, and you give it back to them when they ask for it.
They
can come in and steal your shit, and you can't do fucking dick about it.
Here's my problem with that, okay? You can't pick and choose. I get it. I get the whole freedom, it's a slippery slope thing. Then make everything legal. Why can't I smoke weed? No, it's not! Because the same thing is, if they wanted to take away Apple computers, they already took away my weed. My weed doesn't harm anybody but myself. My Apple computer doesn't help anybody but myself.
And the guns of righteous, the typical
Agreed.
Gun
they help
owners,
no one
they
but
don't
themselves.
Do anything
so,
except for them.
So who gets to decide, one way or the other, what's legal and what's legal? The only difference is my Apple computer isn't killing kids, neither is my weed, but the guns are.
No, crazy motherfuckers who
with
got
guns.
Them with bad...
No, this dude bought his AR-15 100% legally.
Yeah. No, I agree. I am completely down for gun purchasing regulations changes. I don't think you should go after one gun or all guns specifically.
Here's the problem with what you're saying, though. Because I 100% agree with you. Like I say, this is emotional. It's not logical. Because logical, I agree with you. Here's the problem with it. You're smart. There's not a lot of those people, especially the people who make our laws.
Right.
Somehow, it feels like the dumbest people in the nation have the most power.
Yeah.
And all of these people say things like you say sarcastically. They say it for real. Well, if we get rid of guns, then people can come in and take anything they want. That's not going to happen. Because I got news for you. People could come in. If the government wanted to take your stuff, they could come in and take your stuff. They could roll a panzer tank through your front door. And you know what you can do about it? Nothing! Because their SUVs are bulletproof! You think their military-grade armaments aren't going to stop you if they want? I don't care how many guns you got in your house, you got two arms! They got a trillion-dollar budget. That's all I'm saying, man. Emotionally, I'm done with guns. Logically, I can hear all arguments. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the fact that there's too many dead kids, man. And on one extreme is dead kids, on the other is no guns. I'm going to go the other way then. Because there's no middle ground.
Shouldn't go to an extreme.
I'm going extreme.
Yeah,
I'm an extremist,
dumb
man.
Dumb emotional reason. Maybe, but I don't know.
Well, and I'm being very clear about that, I
yes.
think. Like, it's emotional. Like,
better control would be a thing.
I'm very close to this situation
because
I have a son in school and my girlfriend teaches.
The whole weapons debacle, let's ban this one over that one, that I don't, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and see, that's the thing is that, like, part of, like, the ridiculousness of my emotional argument is that, okay, let's get rid of them all and then let's add them back in. Like, let's start with handguns and then let's move up to shotguns and let's move to rifles. Like, how do you pick and choose which gun is more deadly than another?
They're all deadly.
They're made to kill.
Yes.
They're made to kill.
That's what they are.
And that's literally the point I'm trying to make with get rid of all of them,
mm-hmm.
is if you get rid of all of them, you know, because the guy, sure, he can kill 17 with an AR-15. He can kill 7 with a Glock. He can kill 4 with a hunting rifle. Okay, sure. All right, 4 is too many still.
Agreed.
So,
regardless, yes.
So let's get rid of them all until people can get it together. And then make it legal to own them in a right way.
My whole thing is, like, why are we focusing on these deaths? Like, yeah, I get it. Kids died. But there are a lot that die for other reasons, too, that are just as
But this
fucking...
one can be prevented. I think that's the reason.
There's other deaths that can't be prevented either.
No, I said these can be prevented. These can be prevented. Just no one is doing anything about them. And I honestly think... Like, we don't really talk about this at our show, but I honestly think it's literally criminal that a week from now, no one will remember this. Like, the only reason we're even talking about it today is because the kids who went to the high school are old enough to know how social media works. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason it's even still part of the national conversation. Because most of these, like, suicides or not, you know, or one kid who kills himself in a school, that's a school shooting. And for the record, I've said that on this show. I've said that. Like, we've had a lot of school shootings. Some of them don't count because it's some guy in a parking lot who killed himself in a car. That's not a school shooting. That's a shooting at a school. It's a one-victim crime, okay? And it's himself, right? Why he's at a school, it's kind of weird. Going to a school without a gun's kind of weird if you don't have a kid. That's a whole different topic. But the point is that, like, anytime that there's these weapons that are literally designed to kill and designed on a mass to kill massive amounts of things, people, animals, paper people, whatever it is, in a shooting range, you don't need all of them. And all of these people that are gun advocates aren't going to let you take any of the guns because if they think you take one gun, you're going to take them all. And literally, in the fantasy world that I'm portraying, the only way is to take all the guns to start with and then slowly give them back. Because no one is going to give up any of their guns. They already got them. Once you have them, you can't take it away. That's why they won't make weed legal, because once weed is legal, you can't unlegal it. It's already been legaled. Like, remember when they tried prohibition and how that worked out? It didn't work out great.
Right.
And that's the thing. That's why that's I think we've talked about that on the show. That's my opinion of all of politics. As soon as you make a law, you can't unmake the law. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so hard to do anything. You give people free health care. All right, well, now we got to keep that forever because that's the law now. That's the way people grow up. That's the way they live. I grew up with my gun because my grandma grew up with guns and her grandma grew up with guns and her grandma grew up with guns and her grandma was George Washington. You know, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But that's not how a society in 2018 with people who have access to the things we have access to and the knowledge we have access to at our fingertips should be thinking. It's seriously, it's barbaric. It's backwards thinking. And I totally agree. People have rights to guns. Just like they should have rights to weed and they should have rights to Apple computers. But the problem is that the saying it's a privilege, not a right here, even though it's a right, I feel like it applies. Like, there's too many dead kids, man. Got to take guns away. It's too much. It's too many of them. And it's not going to stop. Like, even if you take schools out of it and just include all mass shootings, like Las Vegas happened, and you forget. And that's the scariest thing about it, is that people forget it happened. Like, it happened, and then we move on to the next thing, because Trump tweeted something about, you know, he has a note that has number 5, and it says, "Say, I'm hearing you." Mm-hmm. Like, that is so inconsequential. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect our life. But there's 17 families that have one less person today because of a gun. And someone should do something about it. And I'm just going to go crazy. Say, let's get rid of all guns. It's never going to happen. No one has to worry about any of it. Because they're not even going to institute background checks. They're not even going to institute mental health checks. Because our health system sucks and no one can afford one. And the NRA and Smith & Wesson and all these people, they don't want to have lower gun sales. So they're going to make sure that guns get sold because capitalism and yay America. And it's going to be that way forever. But I have decided I'm against guns now. Because there's no middle ground, in my opinion. Like, the middle ground is just as bad as supporting them. It's just as bad. Emotionally, and that's my decision, that's the way it is. Logically, I agree with everything you've said. Emotionally, I'm against guns now. Because I have a kid in third grade, and I have a teacher in my life. Like, it's too close. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay that one of my kids has to go through drills.
I did think about that today.
And someone has to, and the person who I'll marry one day is having to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, her school has the run, hide, fight strategy, where you get to decide. Do you run, do you hide, or do you fight? Because fighting means you throw a chair at the person. Running means...
get shot in the back.
You get shot. Yeah.
Hiding means...
And she's got a class of 21 kids or something like that, dude. And an AR-15 clip is enough to kill them all, dude. And that's just... That's ridiculous to me that it's allowed to exist in our society. And that's where I come from. Emotionally, that's where I come from. And that's why I'm against guns. It's just stupid. Get rid of them. It's just stupid. I just can't stand I just couldn't stand to think that Chris would have to be armed one day to protect a school, to protect from a school shooter. She shouldn't have to do a drill. That shouldn't be a thing that happens in her life. Period. And let alone she has to now take marksmanship classes to protect her kids.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff that shouldn't be that you shouldn't have to deal with.
Did you have to do it when you went to school?
No, that's what I was thinking about today. Was like, it's not in my head as clearly. Like, I would be kind of afraid to go to school nowadays in this kind of situation.
Yeah, well, like, I listen.
But that's just because they're overhyping everything, man.
But that's the world we live in, man. Like, you can't turn it. Like, I was driving to school the other day. I was taking my kid to school, and they're talking about the Parkland shooting. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about all these kids that died, and they've got audio from the teenager who is like, you know, I saw this guy, he barricaded the door with his body, and he took 7 bullets for the class, so he couldn't get in to the room, and he just stood there with his back against the door, taking bullets, so the guy couldn't push his way inside the room. And my kid's in the car, and I'm like, do I turn this off? Like, this is his life. Like, a part of me wants to leave it on, because he should know that this is the reality that he lives in. That is as unfathomable as it should be to me. Any crazy person could walk in to where my son goes to school or to Sandy Hook Elementary or anywhere else and start firing off rounds and kill teachers, kill kids. It doesn't matter. They can do it. Crazy, not crazy, the reasons behind it, how they got the gun, that's inconsequential to me. The fact is that they could do it, and that's a part of his daily life. It's something he's got to worry about. It's something Chris has got to worry about. It's something everyone who goes to school nowadays has got to worry about. And honestly, I'm lucky because elementary schools probably aren't going to experience shootings. But my kid's in third grade. He's got to go through high school. And in 6 years, is it going to be better or is it going to be worse? You know, when he starts high school. In 7 years, it's going to be better when he's a sophomore. In 8 years, it's going to be better when he's a junior. In 9 years, it's going to be better when he's a senior. And then we got college shootings to talk about. And then when he's through college, in those 4 years, now we're 15 years in the future. And then he's got to worry about going to concerts and cities because he's going to get shot there. It is just ridiculous. Yeah. I shouldn't have to worry about going to the movies and worried if some guy with crazy green hair is going to come in and destroy us because I'm seeing 50 Shades Free, although I might deserve it for that movie. But the point is that this shouldn't be part of our national consciousness.
There's a lot of things that shouldn't be, though.
Yes, but this is one that can be controlled. I shouldn't have to worry.
I don't think it could, though.
It can be. People aren't willing to do it because there are many, many countries that still have isolated incidents, but they aren't every other week or every week like it is here in America. And it starts because they chose elective officials who agree in protecting our kids. And maybe it's not getting rid of guns, or maybe it's not this, and maybe it's not that, but the focus should be protecting kids. Period. And if the only way people can talk about to do it is to get rid of guns, then I'm all for getting rid of guns. Once I hear someone give a better explanation, I'll be all behind that one. But I haven't heard one, because the only examples we have are of other countries who have successfully done this, and all of their steps are step one, ban gun; step two, profit. And that's just been the way it is. There's no arming of teachers in Australia. And yes, I agree. They have school shootings in Australia. They have school shootings other places. They have terrorism in other places. And there are some things we can't avoid. But they don't have them twice a week in these other countries like we do in America. It is an exclusively an American problem. And just like guns are exclusively an American thing. And they're related in some way. And I'm not a scientist. I'm not a psychologist. I can't tell you how they're related. But I know that they are, because I have common sense and I have eyeballs. And I know that all these people get killed because of guns. And they don't get killed because of knives. They don't get killed because of bombs. And sure, maybe take away their guns and now they get killed by bombs. But I guarantee it's a lot harder to build a bomb and kill a lot of people than it is to get a gun and ring a fire alarm and walk through a school where the armed guard isn't going to care and start raining down bullets.
Yeah. I don't know. I get Dew's point here. He said criminals get guns already through, though. But, I mean...
But that
some will be deterred by how difficult it would be to find one.
Because see, when I think of that, I think of other illegal substances. Like, if I wanted weed, I couldn't get it. I would have to contact you. You would have to contact someone, and they would have to contact someone to get me weed. And that's something that's not even harmful. I wouldn't even know where to begin to get a gun. Would you know where to begin to get a gun? If Matthew, who is as far as we know, totally mentally sane, came to you and said, hey, will you help me get a gun? Would you help him get a gun? And that's the thing, is that, like, it's not like there's an Amazon for illegal weapons. You have to have one crazy person who wants to shoot up a school, find another crazy person who supports the man's vision to shoot up a school, who finds a supplier who is like, doesn't ask questions about what this man's going to do with his automatic weapon. Like,
I think you're putting too much faith in people, man.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, because they're going to just be like the fucking NRA and gun shops. He's going to be like, all right,
but shouldn't those people be criminals?
He is a criminal.
And no. I mean the people that would be like the NRA and gun shops.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't that be a criminal act?
To sell a gun illegally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't you feel better if a man walked into a school and killed 17 people, if that gun was obtained illegally, and they could trace back...
Illegally. Okay.
And you could trace back where he got it, who he got it from, and all of the things the cops do. Wouldn't you feel better about that than just knowing he went to Walmart? Even if it still happened, wouldn't that make you feel better that the man had to work hard and work with other corrupt, horrible people who hopefully we could find and track down and put in jail?
No, I completely agree.
Instead of him just going to Walmart?
Yes. That's why I believe in gun reform or regulation reform, because in Florida specifically, it's a 3-day waiting period for a pistol, and they go through a significant, I think, the FBI criminal background check.
Right.
for any rifle, including the AR-15,
right.
It's you can walk out there with a 15-minute background check of your local
right.
crime statistics or something. I don't know where they search.
Which,
it's a 15-minute waiting period.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, being crazy isn't a crime.
It's like, no.
It's
just
not.
Just because you can conceal that doesn't
right.
mean, like, we have crazies now that are going to walk. People walk out
yes.
in gun, like, gun, pro-gun protests.
Right.
Carrying their AR-15s
agreed.
On the back.
Agreed.
You don't know if that thing's fucking loaded or not.
It is.
And, like,
it is.
Like, they're out in public.
Right. Right.
There shouldn't be differences as in, oh, well, this isn't concealable, so we're safer in just giving it to him same day.
Right.
Like, that's some bullshit.
It just, I know I make the weed comparison, and I know they're totally different spectrums, but that's kind of the reason I make it. Like, my parents, for example, they look at people who smoke weed and they go, look at that deadbeat. I can't believe you'd do that. I can't believe that. But then they look at people who have handguns and they're like, wow, I want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like... What? Why? Like, one is made to kill living things, one is made to make you feel good after work, but you hate the one that isn't harming anything.
Yeah.
Anything! Even the person who's ingesting it isn't getting harmed. Okay? But the guy with the gun, he's all right. That is the thing that boggles my mind. And Do in chat is totally right. It is... Where does he say it at? Because I haven't read chat in 100 years.
Criminals get guns, or what?
Oh, you just have to realize America is a different culture, and so we have way too many wires hooked into these social issues, so it's not simple to solve. And that is literally the root of the problem. It is, and that's part of why it makes me so mad, is because it's an American issue. And we don't want to solve it because guns are American.
Yeah.
Well, so are mass shootings. Like, there's mass shootings other places. More often than not, they're carried out by people who aren't just American, like citizens of the country, just normal Joes who were just there the day before being normal, and then the next day they shoot up a school. Like, they mention all the bombings in England. Well, those are carried off by extremists or terrorists or people whose only job was to move to England to blow things up. This guy was normal as could be until the day he shot up a school. He's American as can be. He's a lawful gun owner. Until he's not.
Yeah, I mean...
And there's something that we gotta do about that, and it's not gonna happen. I'm a realist. It's not gonna happen, because it's America, and we love our guns. And that's literally why I'm being emotional about it and just saying, you gotta get rid of your guns. Like, all the people who are like, I love my gun, man. Well, that's great, you know? I'm glad you love your gun. You should love not dead kids more than your gun. And that's literally the crux
but
of the
that
problem.
Gun owner's gonna say, I love the right to protect my kids...
He's not
more
protecting his kids. He's not. Don't drive then. More people die to cars. I hear that all the time. More people die to cars than gun
it's
death.
The same
then don't
thing,
drive.
Right.
If you're worried about your kids dying statistically,
no,
you should never
I mean,
drive.
Statistically, right. You shouldn't. You should be worried about when Aaron gets his driver's license compared
yes.
to if he's going to get shot
yes,
in school.
I absolutely should.
But it's just very. I say two things. Three things. Better gun
yes.
regulation.
Which is number one on any. Should be number one
number
on anyone's hit
two.
List.
Crazy student terrorist list, basically.
Yeah.
You know how they have a terrorist
well,
watch list?
And I think they try to do that.
You better be doing that better.
I think they try to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, but then you got shit assholes like yeah. Mr. Security Guard who didn't use his fucking gun when there was shootings. Yep. The whole point as to why he has that gun.
Yes.
And two, you have dumbass, counselors that aren't going to put this kid on the list because they're not doing their job, they're not paying
yep.
attention, they're having a bad
yep.
day.
And
it's just uncontrollable situation.
To me, the two and three on your list aren't easily controllable.
What was three?
I had three. Counselors who aren't doing their job.
No, that was two.
No, number two was the security guard who doesn't do his job.
No, that's the same thing.
Oh, then I don't know what
three,
number three is.
Shit. I had gun regulation. Oh, yeah, no, I did say it. School watch list.
Oh, okay, school watch list. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, oh, I remember. Take this shit out of the fucking news.
Agreed.
Take it out. I'm done. I guess I don't get why we need to hear about
it. We don't.
It because millions die every day.
Agreed.
And it's like, just because this is a very, very tragic way to go, I'm not saying that it's not.
Right.
But it's a... Why do you think we've had
yes.
an increase in
agreed.
Gun shootings
agreed.
At schools or public places
well, like,
is because they see these motherfuckers get popularized on the news
yeah.
for it used to be months, if not years.
Yeah.
Like, Old one. Virginia Tech.
Right, that was
or
one.
Columbine one was the old
one. Yeah, I was
going
to bring that one up.
Right.
Yeah. Like, are you even old enough to remember Columbine?
No.
Like, Columbine.
I just know that it
happened. Columbine was a huge deal.
Right. Huge. And it lasted way longer than.
Well, and that is very small of a shooting compared to what we just had. And we had years of Columbine coverage because it was so unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And
the news, it needs
right.
to fucking stop, man.
Right, and I
they
agree with you.
Gotta acknowledge that that's an issue. Because, yes, most of these motherfuckers are like...
If it bleeds, it leads. That's what Chad says. You're totally right. You're totally right.
I don't know. It's definitely... I feel like doing those three things would definitely lead to a significant decrease
right.
in these crazy-ass
right.
mass shootings.
Well, and number one is the only one that's feasible, in my opinion, which is regulating guns. Like,
yeah.
finding a way to do better background checks, better health checks, longer waiting periods. Like, if the guy had to wait 3 months to get his gun, like... Maybe he would have rethought it.
Right.
You know, maybe he would have, maybe they would have uncovered something. You know, maybe you should take a psychological evaluation and pay for it in order to do it, in order
or
to get your gun.
Or take a class or something where you
like,
know how to, have
then,
to, how to, how to
there
do sh- it,
there
how
should
to properly
be
take
checkpoints.
Care of it. Yes.
There should be checkpoints.
1,000%.
And like chat right now, like DuTube is saying, like, we need better mental health counseling in America. The problem is, everyone's poor.
We need a lot of better things.
No one can afford that type of... Especially the mentally ill can't afford health coverage.
No.
Period.
As America, we're left with the fact that we are basically the world's military force.
Yes, that's
because
what we are.
We have to basically afford to protect everyone in NATO.
Right.
Because, I mean, if France were to have to defend the world from terrorism, or if China, or if North Korea started launching shit...
Right.
Or if we had a war with Russia,
yeah.
like, you're telling me France is going to beat Russia?
No.
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 No, we have to afford, we got stuck with the fact that we have to afford everyone else's military service. So that's
yes.
why our budget is literally, basically all military.
That's true. And I don't, that's a whole other discussion of whether or not we need that much money
so,
for the military.
Yeah, we take lives away from France since we don't have a strong military force there. Spain decides that they want some more land or some shit. Like, things... It's just so hard to fathom the butterfly effects
right.
of everything
and,
that
and,
would happen.
But the point is, what you're saying is 100% true. Changing gun laws affects none of that.
Mm-mm.
It affects none of it. Just saying it's harder to get guns now. You could still get them legally.
Right.
That would at least put a finger in the leaking dam.
It wouldn't even stop.
It doesn't cost anyone more money.
It would probably make the gun companies more money
yes.
as a burst of people thinking, "Oh, they're taking away the guns."
Yeah, they could
Let's
do like they
the
could
guns.
Do like the TSA does and have like a fast lane. Like you can do the regular TSA, or you can pay a monthly fee and have TSA pre-screening, and you pay that. Now you can get your gun even faster, which would be fine. That's fine as long as there's some regulation.
And you got to go through a better, more intensive
right.
background check, like a mental check.
I shouldn't be able to walk into Walmart and buy an assault rifle. It just shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. Period. It's just not something that should happen without extensive research into who I am and what I'm using the gun for. Because I got news for you. You don't hunt deer with an AR-15. You don't need it. And if you're using it to protect against the government, your AR-15 ain't going to do jack.
The only thing it's going to do is if there was a revolt. There was a massive revolt. One man against government? Terrible. That's never going to happen.
Even a revolt, dude.
A revolt would be possible. There's 116 guns.
Only if the military turned on itself. Because you just
Which
got
some would.
You just got done saying
I would say
we're
half
the,
and
we're
half.
The world's military.
Right.
If China, North Korea, and Russia decide
Still,
to attack us,
we have more citizens with guns than military personnel. But they have
they
nukes
have,
and missiles
yes.
and tanks.
Yes.
And,
the point is, if the military wanted to take over, they can take over.
Assault rifles is a it's a.
Is it doesn't the AR and 15 stand for
no,
assault rifle?
It's the brand that makes it. I forget what it's called.
Uh huh.
But no, it literally does not.
But it does with a wink.
I don't think it does.
It does with a wink. Whether
no, assault rifle means fucking fully automatic.
No, assault rifle means any rifle that can assault someone.
No, an,
it's
assault,
an assault
rifle, the definition
rifle.
Of it, magazine-fed automatic rifle. That's an
designed,
assault rifle.
Designed for infantry use. Not Walmart.
It's not an assault rifle.
Okay, so what is the difference between an AR-15 and an assault rifle?
One is fully automatic.
Meaning you just hold the trigger and it shoots?
Yes.
And the other one is pop, 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 pop. Wow. My God.
There's a lot of guns that go pop, 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 pop that aren't an assault rifle.
There are!
An assault rifle. Have you seen, like, the world record for fucking bolt?
No. You guys need to get on my page. My point is...
Also...
This is my point, and I mean no offense to Duke, and I mean no offense to you.
All guns.
This is the American culture. You, for some reason, are defending a term that means nothing.
Yeah, but you're using a term that means nothing.
So who cares? If I want to call it a unicorn blaster, I can do that! Why does it matter? Why does it matter?
It doesn't.
That's the problem with American culture. We're like, it's not an assault rifle, bro. Your facts are all incorrect now because you said assault rifle when it's not one. Who gives a flying pancake what I call it? Did it kill kids?
Oh, my God.
Did it kill kids?
You gonna call a pistol an assault rifle?
I don't care. I'll call it a bubble gun for all I care, dude.
A bubble gun?
It doesn't matter. Did an AR-15 kill kids? Did the AR-15 kill kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right. Is murder assault? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is a rifle used for assault.
I'm sorry. They're not an assault rifle. The kids were assaulted with a rifle.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
That's better.
All right.
Gun people will like you better.
But no, I mean, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, and that's why it's so hard. That's why the emotional of me goes, take them all away. Because literally people get stuck on the fact you didn't call it the right name, man. It was like, does that really matter when there's 17 dead kids that I didn't call it the right name? Because no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At all. And agreed, the best way to, like, logically, you got to have better gun laws, but it ain't going to happen. Assault pencil, because John Wick killed 10 people with it. Yeah, dude. And that all started with the Joker. Killed that man. That man probably didn't deserve to die.
Let's end the show.
Probably had a family.
I have friend night to get to.
Oh, God, it's friend night?
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. They were busy yesterday,
hold on,
man.
Let me catch up on chat. All right. I hate guns. I defend proper terminology because it's important for argument. It's not. No, it's important. Not dead kids. That's what's important. You know what's not important? Anything said on this show.
None of it matters.
None of it matters. Except for dead kids, that matters. All right? Toxic. Hey, official
Not
player.
Not because of this show.
Hey, official player, how you doing? Stop the emotion, Seth. Assault pencil. I mean, yeah, I'm emotional about it. That's because it's very close to me. 50% of the people I care about in my life are very close to this issue.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll end the show. Hey, can we talk about something funny first?
No.
We got to find something. Let's see what we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about this AR kit that made Samara come out of a TV.
Fuck that.
We didn't talk about Elon Musk's brother who is looking to revolutionize urban farming because, of course, he's also brilliant.
Nah.
Okay. We didn't talk about this cat hoarder who had 40 cats in her house but no litter box and all the pictures of her poop-covered house. We didn't talk at all about that.
Oh.
Also,
damn it.
For the record, ban all cat ladies.
I had to clean up a house like that at one point in time in my life. Yeah, when I was younger, my parents bought a house to flip it, and they called it the cat house.
How old were you when this happened?
I was like...
This is pre-me, right?
Oh, yeah. Four or five.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit old. I don't really remember.
Dude, if you were that young and you remember, it must have been horrible.
It was really bad. The entire basement looked like that.
Just covered in poop.
Yeah.
Colby, get laid. You're cock blocking. Is that what's happening?
No.
Okay. I'm keeping him from seeing unofficial Tony P.
No, he's not there either.
All right. Well, then actually, I'll let him.
Actually, he probably stopped streaming before I did, which is surprising.
We could check. We also didn't talk about. Look, scientifically proven large amounts of wealth linked to increased happiness.
Oh, wow. Who would have fucking guessed that?
So now it's scientifically proven.
Same thing.
We didn't talk about. We didn't talk about Chris Tucker says a Rush Hour 4 is officially happening. I'm kind of hyped about that.
Great.
And Duncan Jones talked about what went wrong with the Warcraft movie, and because we both like that movie, but it sucked. So those are all the things we didn't talk about because I hijacked the entire show.
Yeah, you did, man.
I apologize.
We need to talk about Wichita, and just a whole bunch of.
Well, no. Let's be clear. Shit. First, we talked about the stream crashing, which is all about me. Then we talked about Wichita, which is all about me. Then we talked about the Cheeto guy. All right, that's a story for you guys. And then we talked about guns, which is all about me.
Cool.
You want to talk about anything real quick about you?
No, I'm good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you all for being here tonight.
Yep, thanks for sticking through that.
I'm never drinking Sailor Jerry again.
Yeah, that was really
one,
bad.
One, because of the gun rant, and two, because of the taste, which I will blame on Sailor Jerry. But thank you guys so much for being here today. I appreciate it. We'll be back on Sunday with another new episode of Seth and Colby live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Go get a t-shirt, raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby, and check out the hog emote, soon to replace the pork hype. Very soon. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We'll see y'all next time.
See you Sunday.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.